I do not deny its beauty, but it's a waste of electricity.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Yo, this is Kevin Federline. What, do you got nothing better to do but to call this person? Maybe this person is busy. You trying to waste other people's time? Maybe they're a hard-working person. I don't know. But why are you calling? Don't make no sense to me. I think you should just holler at your damn self and go on about your day.
You sound like an unbelievable douche.
He seems like a tool.
Loser. The word is loser.
I didn't know if I would do her justice. I didn't want to make fun of her. I didn't want to ridicule her in any way. I wanted to do her justice and do a decent job.
Didn't know if you had a wide enough angle lens.
Oh, stop it, Kevin.
What was that?
Nothing, sorry.
And now.
How come there ain't no Puerto Ricans on Star Trek? They got every race and life form in the galaxy, except for Puerto Ricans. What's up with that?
Our feature presentation.
Good question. I never really thought of that.
No?
Yeah.
He brings up the good questions, the big questions.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin. Nice.
Wow.
That's how it's going to be.
That's tough. That's a tough way to start. I don't know why that guy did that. Good morning, everybody. It's the Kevin Bean Show. It's 5:30, and it is Thursday, the 4th of Poon.
What's going on with your pants here?
Okay, I know that we're our job is to – by the way, we will take your calls in a moment, 1-800-520-1067. That's the toll-free number. If you've always wanted to be on the Kevin and Bean Show, today is your chance. You get on the air, you get a prize. I know our job is to – as responsible broadcasters is to whip people into a needless frenzy. If ever there's something we see that potentially could wipe out humanity
– right. That's
we bring it up. Right?
I don't think that's our job as much as how much we really enjoy it. It's very
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, we do it. That's true. I mean – Kevin didn't get much traction with this, but he was convinced for a short while that the zombie killer ants were going to take us down. I mean,
I'm
that was
still
your,
convinced.
Your goal, right?
That's
really?
Right. There are zombie fire ants in existence today, walking around dead. No one's
no
worried
heads.
About that.
They got no heads, right?
They have heads. They have heads for a while, and they're dead and walking around for a couple of weeks at times.
What?
That's what I'm saying.
Those are definitely zombies.
And how can I not get traction on that? How can no one else? What does it take for you people to pay attention?
That's creepy.
I think it's that they can't do anything. They're just wandering aimlessly. They're on autopilot. They don't have a plan. They can't be organized. They can't attack. They just basically exist. I think that's your basic problem with them being the killer threat.
Well, I have many problems with that story, but this is not the time. You were talking about something else.
Well, I was just saying, as an example, the killer zombie ants. But now I'm going to suggest that lightning is really what's going to kill us all. I don't know if you saw it. I don't know if, of course, if you live in Southern California, you know there was a lightning storm yesterday.
Oh, I thought you meant lightning who works
here. Too. Yeah.
No.
Our own lightning.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to kill us.
Of course he is.
There was a guy working at an airport in Baltimore who got hit by lightning yesterday. There was a couple of kids playing ball out in a baseball field. Here's how we turn it there, by the way. Game call, the kind of weather. Umpire orders everybody off the field. Two kids stay behind to play catch.
Like it.
So how does that end up happening? They both get hit by lightning. One gets killed, right?
Oh, my God.
There was a woman in Fontana, California, standing out in her front yard yesterday during that storm, hit by lightning.
Awesome.
There was a Southwest Airlines flight from Oakland to Burbank yesterday, hit by lightning.
Really?
Awesome.
Now they're saying they think that maybe lightning could have been part of the problem with that Air France plane last week.
But don't they think it might have been hit by lightning? Yeah, I heard that. But don't they say that it happens all the time and that planes are built to withstand that?
About once a year, apparently, an average plane will get hit by lightning and it will cause no damage. So I don't know.
I have not heard further as to
– well, I guess they're just – they're not going to find the black box, so they're just trying to piece together all possible scenarios. But, I mean, that's a lot of lightning in a very short period of time. And I'm just wondering if maybe something's going on and we all might get hit by lightning.
Well, we should whip people into a needless frenzy. Let's call it the summer of lightning. You know, they always do the summer of whatever.
Right, summer of sharks, exactly.
Or something like that. We do Lightning Watch 09.
I like it.
Send out Doug Kriegel.
It does seem like a bad trend.
Sure.
It does. There's like one woman here. Where were the kids on the ball field? Do you know?
In Virginia.
Virginia.
In Virginia and then Baltimore.
It's like right next
door.
Clearly
a worldwide trend.
Yeah. It's like the
swine flu. They start piling up the states. They go, all right, now it's in four states. That means it's going to kill us all. Same thing with this.
Hey, Ralph Garman.
So Bean's concern is that we're all going to get hit by lightning.
No, but
yes.
Oh, yes. My thought was
leaping too.
My thought was that he wants to whip people into a needless frenzy, which means you're not worried that people are going
to
get hit.
Yeah, but the way you whip them into a needless frenzy is by suggesting that it happened to this handful of people scattered around the country. That means it's probably going to happen to you.
Right. Yeah, but don't you have to pick something that's a little bit more likely than being hit by lightning, which is used as an example of something that rarely ever happens? You have better odds being hit by lightning than you do winning the lottery.
That's how we got set up, though. That's why this is so sneaky and devious, because for years they've made us think that being hit by lightning is not something we have to worry about.
And we got set up by the National Lightning Society.
Who set us up?
Jesus did. Now what we're finding out is that you're more likely to be hit by lightning than not. That's what I'm determining from the data.
That's science, too, by the way.
It is science. You can't argue with science, Ralph.
Yeah.
Today might be the day I quit. That's all I'm saying. We'll see how
lightning
the day
can
goes.
Be deadly. Don't take chances with lightning. Stay safe.
I've had an absolute ass full of bean as of today. Can I just suggest?
Let me suggest this. You could quit. Go ahead and quit.
All right.
Walk out that door. You're probably going to get hit by lightning.
That's true.
I mean, it's almost safer for you to stay in. And the chances are really like 80% to 90% you're going to get hit by lightning today.
I just hope I don't run into any zombie ants in the parking lot.
Which you probably will.
Asses. Asses.
There are zombie ants.
Yeah, you know what you do? Go, you step on them.
I don't have time for that.
That's
right
it.
Now.
Or you hit him with a shovel.
All right, let's take your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Toll free 1-800-520-1067. Get on the air, get a prize today. How about this? Brand new Kevin and Bean What It Do t-shirt. And it's lightning resistant, by the way.
I don't think that's true.
It'll protect you in the event of a storm.
All right. Let's go to Josh. He seems to have a little bit of information. Hey, Josh.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey there. What It Do?
Hi, Josh.
What are you doing, nephew?
What's going on?
There was a fire yesterday in Highlands. Started by lightning.
Yeah, there were a bunch of fires, like 35 fires in Southern California yesterday started by lightning, one of which burned, I think, 150 acres.
Proof positive.
What more do you need? Really?
Exactly, yeah.
All right. So you're with me that there's a probably 80 to 90% chance you'll get killed by lightning if you go outside today, right?
I'm outside right now. I'm looking for it.
Yep. All right.
Okay. Good luck with that. Man, it's got a death wish, like death by cop.
We're the last person that he talked to. Go to Robert.
Sad.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
Yesterday in San Jacinto, two people were killed by lightning when they were trying to scrap metal. Trying to steal the scrap metal.
That's what happens.
That's an epidemic, man.
That is justice. That's true.
They win the Darwin Award, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Just absolutely. Add them to the list, man. Just
for the call.
They're just piling on.
Let's talk about another threat that we haven't spoken of in a week or so, and that's been too long. Jake, good morning.
Kevin and Bean, what it do? We know we haven't talked about this for a long time with the monkeys taking over and stuff, but more proof of it was in the Orange County Register, beginning of this week, front page news. There's a guy with a helper monkey. This guy's in a wheelchair, and instead of having like a seeing eye dog or whatever, he's got this monkey that like pushes him around, it feeds him.
Awesome.
That monkey popped popcorn for him.
What?
Yeah.
Stop it.
I read it too. Isn't that unbelievable?
Did he work out on his physics homework as well? What are you talking about?
He put the popcorn in the microwave and he popped it.
The monkey.
Yeah.
The monkeys are taking over. You've been saying it for years and this is more proof. Proof positive.
There's been a lot of proof for a lot of time that monkeys are taking over the world. That is going to happen. That's science.
Yeah.
And now it's front page news.
All right.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
Thank you, Jake.
Kevin, you got to get a monkey.
Listen, I've wanted one for a long time.
I think it's time.
I'm not sure I'm responsible enough to care for it, though.
Plus,
it'll rip my face off.
Well, there is that.
Not so into that. All right, let's go to Jeremy. Hi, Jeremy.
What it do, baby boo?
Oh, Jeremy.
What
Jeremy.
It do?
This is our listener, Jeremy, who listens online in South Korea.
Hi, guys.
And is always drunk when he calls.
Hey, Jeremy, I have a question for you. I haven't been paying attention to all the crazy Kim Jong-il news, and I know he's just over the border from you. Is he turning over the country to his gay son? Is that the plan? Is that what's going on?
I read he's turning over, I don't know if it's his gay son, but his third son.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is that? Is he the retarded one? Which one is he?
He's the youngest, right?
He's got all sorts of like funky kids.
I don't know, but it's impressive the fact that most South Koreans really aren't that worried. And North Korea did a nuclear bomb test,
six short-range
missiles, two long-range missiles are supposed to go this week, and most South Koreans aren't that worried.
Yeah, that's all happened in the last week or two, and no one seems to care.
Yeah, if you Google search North Korea threatens South Korea, you'll see that every year, basically, North Korea threatens South Korea. So it's kind of the boy who cries wolf,
mm-hmm.
only with nuclear bombs.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at Jeremy with his alcohol haze. Still has some facts.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, he sounds sober tonight for him.
What were you calling about, Jeremy?
I started working at a new school, and I was meeting the teachers and met this one teacher, and she asked me if I wanted to see her classroom. I said, sure. So as we're walking down the hall, I asked her, oh, what subject do you teach? Just without hesitation, she says, oh, the retards.
That's the subject?
Really?
I don't think they have the Korean word for handicap or special ed.
Yeah.
So they use retard.
Everything here is PC.
Yeah.
And the discipline here in schools is amazing compared to the last school I taught at.
Meaning what? Meaning you can control them a lot better?
The worst, here's one of the discipline. Like in my class, I have Korean teachers to help me kind of control the class. And if the kids are talking while I'm talking, the Korean teacher will come behind them because they sit in pairs and slam both of their heads together.
No way! That's the best thing I've ever heard.
Wow, that's a tight ship right there.
Are you kidding?
I'll try to bring in my camera and try to get pictures or video. Maybe
please do.
Please
do.
The kid talks one more time. They release zombie fire ants into the classroom,
and then they hit it with lightning. Yeah.
That's why they're special ed kids. They're giving them brain damage.
Yeah, no wonder they're retards. They're banging their heads together.
Wow,
that's the best thing I've ever heard.
Usually you have to go to like a Catholic school in this country even to get wrapped on the knuckles with a ruler. Nobody's hitting kids' heads together. That's great.
Discipline's keen here.
A, Jeremy, you rule. And B, you're not drinking, and that's unacceptable.
I am drinking, but I've come to drink so much that my tolerance has gotten more and more and more.
Okay. All right.
Oh, now there aren't enough hours in the day to get drunk. Takes too long.
Nope.
I got you.
All right, dude. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Thanks, dumbass.
And one more. Jeff, hi. What'd it do?
What'd it do, nephew?
What's going on?
What'd it do, nephew?
What'd it do?
All right, so I have the answer on how the Lakers are going to win this championship.
Okay.
More points.
Kobe's got to bring back the fro.
Kobe has to grow the fro again?
He's got to grow the fro again. I don't know if he's going to use some miracle fro grow or what, but he's got to get it before these next few games.
Before.
Got to remember, when they did their 3-feet, check it out. He's got his fro.
He did kind of have the mini fro. It's not a big fro.
It's a fro.
It is a fro. I'm not saying it's not a fro, but I'm saying it's not a big fro. It's a mini fro. But I find it difficult to believe that he would be able to regrow the fro by tonight, which is game one.
Yeah, right.
Okay, well, this is game one. We got game two.
Okay, all right.
It would be cool if they had the tradition in basketball that they have in hockey during the playoffs where they don't shave or cut their hair. Wouldn't that be awesome to see like a big afro by the finals?
I've wanted an afro for so long. That would be awesome.
It would be so cool.
All right, that's a good tip. Thank you, Jeff, for the call. Grow the fro.
Sure.
That's always a good answer. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
Rob Dyrdek, P-Rod, in our studios today.
Yeah.
Talking about
skateboarding, right?
Talking about a skateboarding movie, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We have LaQuisha on the program today with the finale of The Cougar. 40-something-year-old woman is picking one of the 20-something-year-old boys, and then they're going to have a big grand finale, and then they're never going to see each other again as long as they live.
Exactly right.
That's how it works. Yeah. Danny McBride is going to be on the program today. He is the co-star of Land of the Lost.
Oh, that's great.
That with Will Ferrell. Awesome.
Yep, he also was the star of Eastbound and 30 Miles or whatever that is. I don't know what the name of it is.
Eastbound
and Down. We have a trial on today's Kevin and Bean Show. This is something new.
What?
There are certain things that are unacceptable, and we're going to bring them into the court of law and rule either for or against them.
We are.
How do we have a court of law?
It just
there's
by,
no, not one person here is a lawyer.
Just play
no
along.
Decision, no decision.
The
can
decision
be
will be binding, my friend. And you know who's on trial.
Well, I do, so I shouldn't really worry.
Yeah,
because I know it's not me.
That's correct. And we also have breakfast with Green Day tickets.
Woo-hoo.
That's going to be on Monday morning. If you don't win tickets, you can listen to our Breakfast with Green Day on Monday morning. That's coming up. And we've got some live music from The Offspring coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
All right.
And Ralph's Showbiz Beat is next. Hey!
No. No. Huh.
Too early?
Should I wait?
Maybe not at all.
Try to get... Hey has to come at the end.
Hey!
You can't cut it off yourself.
Oh.
You need to go back to hay class.
See, world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 551.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Thursday morning. Kings of Leon on the way. Also got some Foo Fighters, Weezer, Rise Against, Ralph Garman, too. He's here with the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, Ralph.
Forbes magazine every year compiles their most powerful celebrity list. Now, this is a combination not only of annual earnings, but also media visibility and heat, as they say in the business.
Okay.
And it's a very interesting list this year. For the first time in many, many years, Oprah Winfrey is not number one.
Really?
Wow.
Can you imagine? Let's take a look at the top 10, shall we? Number 10, Kobe Bryant, Los Angeles Laker. Great. He made $45 million last year, and his visibility, thanks to the playoffs, has been significant.
Yes, it has.
Yeah. This year. Brad Pitt was number 9. Jennifer Aniston came in at number 8. Ooh, they're right next to each other.
She beat him, though.
I bet they're having sex. They're still in love. Steven Spielberg, number 7 on the list. Even though he made a lot more money than people further up in the list, it's, like I said, a combination of media visibility as well as income. Steven Spielberg made $150 million
last
year.
That's it?
Just all.
In 1 year.
Pocket change.
Wow.
Did he even have a movie last year, Ralph?
Yes, he produced,
Oh, that's right, he produces Transformers and things like that.
He produces a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
Eagle Eye, I think, was his as well.
$150 million in 1 year.
That's what he made.
The thing about Spielberg, I mean, you talk about power. In the movie business, if his name is attached to something in any way, it's going to get made, and it's going to be taken seriously, right?
Yes. Bruce Springsteen, number 6 on the list. Tiger Woods, number 5 on the list. You know, Tiger made $110 million last year. Playing freaking golf.
Yeah.
And not playing golf for most of the year because he was hurt.
And selling cars and balls and stuff.
Yeah.
Balls and cars. Beyonce, number 4 on the list. Number 3 was Madonna. Number 2 was Oprah Winfrey, as I mentioned, dropped to the number from the number 1 slot.
I'm so fat.
She made $275 million last year, by the way.
Wow.
Just
last year.
Just last year.
So number 1 is up for grabs now, huh?
Yes.
Huh.
Number 1.
Better not involve the words Octo or Mom, I'll tell you that.
No, not at all. Although Dr. Phil was number 12 on the list, oddly enough.
Yes.
Wow.
Angelina Jolie, number 1 on the list as the most powerful celebrity here in these United States. Other people of note on the list, 13th was Britney Spears, just ahead of David Letterman, who came in at number 14. Coldplay was 15th. LeBron James was 19th on the list. Harrison Ford was 17th on the list. And Tom Cruise rounded out the top 20 at number 20. Leanne Rimes. Remember that affair she had with that married dude who she was co-starring with in that that TV movie?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of died down and went away. But the guy's wife, Brandy Glanville, is now going back to the press telling Us Weekly magazine that the country star won't let her husband alone.
Uh-oh.
Leanne is a stalker, she says, who refuses to leave them alone.
Now, Leanne's married, right?
Yes.
Huh.
Brandy finished off her statement by saying that Leanne Rimes is messing with the wrong mom.
Uh-oh. She's armed and dangerous.
Listen, you know how country people are.
Yep.
There's going to be a chicken's going to get raped somehow, and there's going to be a fire in someone's barn, and there's a feud a-coming. Telling you.
Anything with a boot going to happen?
A boot's going to go up someone's foreign ass. It's going to be a horrible nightmare down there. But Leanne Rimes, in response, says, you know what? I'm a classy woman. I'm never going to battle anything out in the press. I'm just going to bang women's husbands behind their backs. And do
That's
it
the classy way to go.
Secretly, like a classy woman would do. Cameron Diaz, she's got to be pissing off a lot of people.
Oh, she's not ugly.
No, she's not. She's not Chewbacca ugly. She tells the Post Chronicle that she has figured out a system when she attends a wedding, how to be the right person in the right place at the right time, and has a collection of bouquets that she's grabbed from brides from about a dozen weddings.
You know, is that important? Most of the women I know dodge the bouquet.
Well, Cameron goes out of her way. She says she's a very competitive person, and she has tons of bouquets that she's found a way to nab at weddings.
So much for the person who catches the bouquet as the next one to get married. She's never been married.
She says she's not really eager to get married. She just likes winning the competition of catching the bouquet.
It's all about the competition?
Apparently.
That's really annoying.
She should be on The Bachelorette or something then.
That's weird.
If bouquet catching ever becomes an Olympic sport, though, however, we've already got an ace in the hole here in the United States.
That's true.
Yeah.
But can you imagine being at a wedding? You're at your friend's wedding. Maybe your cousin is Cameron Diaz or something. She's already Cameron Diaz. Every guy in the room is already looking at her.
Right.
You want to catch the bouquet, and she gives you the hip check, knocks you to the floor, and skies, and grabs it, and comes down with it. Now she's Cameron Diaz, and oh, look at me, I grabbed the bouquet.
Bitch.
Stop that.
She has enough.
Stop that. You have too much. Tyrese Gibson. Familiar with him?
I don't know the name.
I think so.
Big, beautiful African-American man who's a model, an actor, and a singer.
Okay.
He sang, you would know, Kevin, he sang the, maybe you didn't see it, but he sang the national anthem at one of the final Laker games in the last season. Last series, rather.
Oh, in the last series?
Yeah, and he changed the lyrics to the home of the Lakers instead of the home of the Brave or whatever, and it was a big
brouhaha. We played a little of that, I think.
What's that?
Yeah. We played a little of that here.
Anyway, he's in the Transformers, too.
Huh.
And he says, surprise, surprise, he's got a big fat crush on Megan Fox.
Really?
Yeah.
That dog?
Mm-hmm. He said, waiting between 2 and 3 hours sometimes between takes on the set was no big deal because Megan was around to keep things sexy, he said. She apparently would spend a lot of time flirting on the set and saying hi to the fellers.
Well, what are you going to do? I guess you have to say hi back.
It's got to be so frustrating for Tyrese because he's one of those super good-looking guys who could get almost any girl he wants. So he's working on a movie with Megan Fox thinking, I could hit that. And I bet he can't.
Really?
Bet he can't.
Yeah.
Bet he did.
Bet he can't.
Bet he did.
She seems to be pretty, for whatever reason, pretty enamored of Brian Austin Green.
Yeah, right. Until she picks a one-way ticket to Blackzilla Town. You know what I'm saying? You get the Tyrese Anaconda, and you got that option.
Let's go grab some of that meat.
Brian Austin Green. Why go green when you can go black? Know what I'm saying?
That's right.
That's what I'm saying, yo.
It's a good point. Bet on black.
I don't think Shia LaBeouf's going to be landing here anytime soon, though.
How come?
He's painfully honest, sometimes to a fault. Told Us Weekly magazine this week that he is not extremely well endowed.
Okay.
And he loves his mom.
You
don't say that. You don't share that.
He's talking himself right out of a career. Maybe a little less information, Shia.
Don't sound sexy.
At least now he and Psycho Mike have something in common. And remember Striper?
Yeah!
Christian rockers Striper?
Woo!
Congratulations to Oz Fox, guitarist for Striper. He is getting married tomorrow in Las Vegas, Nevada, marrying a former prostitute named Annie Lobert.
How about that?
Annie used to work the streets in Vegas for 11 years.
Until yesterday, or how long ago was it?
Recently, she founded a Christian ministry called Hookers for Jesus.
Okay.
And she...
It's not former Hookers for Jesus?
No, just Hookers for Jesus. Right. I guess you could be former. I think being a hooker is like being the president. You just carry that title with you for the rest of your life.
Okay.
So apparently she and Oz got together between their mutual love for the Lord Jesus Christ, and now they're getting married in Vegas. So congratulations to Oz and Annie and all the Hookers for Jesus who will be in attendance. Don't let Cameron Diaz catch the bouquet. That's all I'm telling you right now. Today's celebrity birthdays, Scott Wolf. Remember him from Party of Five?
Sure.
Yep.
Real good actor.
Yeah.
He had something else recently. I forgot what he was in that he was good in.
Don't
know. That's not useful to anyone, that information.
Nope, not really.
It's got Wolf, though, right?
Wolf, yeah. He's Wolf, 41 right. years old today. Noah Wiley from ER turns 38. Stefan Lessert from the Dave Matthews Band is 35 years old today. Russell Brand, talented British comedian and actor, is 34. The aforementioned Angelina Jolie, the most powerful celebrity in America, is 34 years old today. Model Bar Raffaelli is 24. Drummer Zach Farrow from Paramore turns 19 years old today. But the reason we celebrate, you can have whatever with Angelina Jolie, whatever with your Russell Brand, your Zach Farrow, and your Bar Raffaelli. Today is the birthday of El DeBarge, everybody. El DeBarge.
There we go.
L, 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 L. Hey, guys, you with
There's
me?
There's some
tears. Nope.
El DeBarge, which, of course, in Spanish means the DeBarge. He is 48 years old today. El? Hit
nope.
It. Hit it, El.
Oh, how to the beat of the rhythm.
Oh, come
night.
On.
Get some till the morning light.
Yeah.
Forget about the words on
He's
your
the best mind. DeBarge, too.
He is the best DeBarge.
No, no, no.
I hear you.
If your alarm's just going off, you're welcome. My name's Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You've heard about the Breakfast with Green Day and how it'll air Monday morning. Well, we've got tickets you can win right now. 1-800-520-1067. That's our telephone number. If you want to call and play, Kevin and Bean's Title Fight.
Presenting Kevin and Bean's Title Fight. Two people enter the ring. Only one leaves with the tickets. Let's get ready to go to a concert.
All right, so apparently it's K-Rock's Kevin and K-Rock's phone screener, Miss Cleo, who are going to be our contestants today. They've got a list in front of them. By the way, I don't have a list in front of me, so I don't know how this is going to work.
Excellent.
But it has song titles by the band Green Day. They're going to attempt to describe those song titles to you without using any of the major words in the title, and then you have to come up with the Green Day title that we're looking for. I think, what do we got? We got seven in 45 seconds. Is that what we shoot for, ideally?
Five. We have five.
All right.
Five songs in 45 seconds. Okay. So let's, who's our first contestant?
First contestant is Anna. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Are you ready? Are you good at this kind of thing?
Not really.
Excellent.
Both.
Me either.
Anna, do you want to go with, Kevin as your partner, or you want Miss Cleo?
I want to go with Kevin.
Bad
Have
choice.
You not heard the show? Are you new?
Hey, listen. Hey, take it easy there. Maybe I'm going to kick ass today.
Have fun. Maybe you are.
You know?
And maybe you might get killed by lightning, too. That might happen as well.
Let's go to James. Hi, James.
Hey.
You get Miss Cleo?
Yeah, James.
Now,
all right.
Would you like to go first or second? Who do we? Yeah, we ask him because he got stuck with Cleo, right? Okay.
He got lucky with Cleo.
You want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
First.
Okay. You go first with Miss Cleo.
All right, James.
Here we go. Listen up. Good luck.
Something you put, you take to Oh my God! You take it to a park when you're having a picnic, and then
picnic basket.
Okay,
basket
that's the
case.
Yes, me, Egyptians, Mexicans. We're a smaller group within a bigger group. A race of people that get picked on a lot in a society.
Minority. Yeah.
You're walking down Hollywood, and then
Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Wow, you're lucky.
This guy got crucified in a small area.
Jesus.
Okay.
Sorry.
Ran, I think, got halfway
good,
through
Ms.
Jesus
Cleo.
Of Suburbia. Yeah, we were looking for Jesus of Suburbia.
Jesus so you got of Suburbia. Oh, okay.
So you got three. You got the basket case. You got Minority. You got Boulevard of Broken Dreams. So three on the table for you there. And I guess we'll see how Kevin does with his contestant.
I don't want to be picky, but if you are talking about Green Day songs and you come up with Jesus, that seems like maybe the other words should follow pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
You shouldn't be stunned at that point. I have no idea what's going on.
James needed some time to get from basket to basket case, too, by the way. He wasn't firing on all cylinders, necessarily.
Right,
but that's
James.
Okay. You know, we don't know how bad the next contestant is. Three could be enough to win.
Okay, so, all right. All right, so now it's my turn. All right, you ready, Anna?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
This is Inside Your Head. It's What You Think With. What You Think With.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. This is something that people put on before shows, like if they're doing a dangerous stunts, they say, you know, don't try this at home. Shoot. I'm going to go to the next one. You slept all the way through August.
Wake me up in September.
Thank you. You're a United States dum-dum.
American idiot.
Yes. Hey, I'm glad you're here. Come on into heaven. I'm glad you're here. What's it?
It's a tie.
We got a tie.
No.
We got a tie is what we got.
Wow. That was Welcome to Paradise.
Yeah, Welcome to Paradise was Glad You're Here in Heaven.
Glad You're Here
I
in Heaven.
I am going to say both mediocre contestants at best,
yes.
But in the event of a tie at the same time, I say they both come to Breakfast with Green Day. What do y'all think?
Wow. Oh, I love that.
All right. What the hell? We'll give them both tickets.
All right.
Anna, congratulations. James, congratulations.
Thank you. Awesome.
You're going to be at our breakfast with Green Day. And thank you for playing the game.
A Spencer update. I didn't watch the I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here. Ralph, did you watch it last night? Do you have the TV last night?
I tuned in to see what was going on, the recap of the live section, yeah.
And they apparently, I guess we'll find out, but apparently they left it up to the other contestants in the jungle to vote whether Spencer and Heidi get to come back.
Heidi and Spencer came back, want to come back on the show.
Oh, for God's sake.
Said, this time we mean it. We're going to stay. We're really going to stay this time.
Yeah.
And they said, well, you have to complete a challenge. You have to spend the night in solitary confinement in this box they use for these challenges that's filled with, like, snakes and rats and insects
what?
And stuff. You
right.
have to spend the night in total darkness and there, sleep there for the night. And then if you pass through that, then we're going to ask the rest of the cast if they want you back or not. And they have to accept you or can reject you, and you are off the show.
So they can sleep in that thing and then get
still not get
denied.
On.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
I hope that's the case.
We'll see.
Well, we got an update coming up for you in less than a half an hour here on the Kevin DeBean Show. First, though, what's this BS? What kind of kangaroo court are you running?
GB. I'm awesome with awesome sauce. Jerk.
Yeah. Listen, a civilization with no laws is no better than living in the Costa Rican jungle. You know what I'm saying?
It's anarchy.
It is anarchy. We have to start laying down some rules because I think our society, our little society here at K-Rock, has start to run amok.
This happened yesterday on the program.
Well, you get a free iPod Touch with mail-in rebate, too. That's like awesome with awesome sauce on top.
So, Bean says that. And then...
Well, it's a pretty good deal to get a free iPod. I mean, you see where I was going, right?
I'm willing to be lenient with someone who accidentally has a transgression. You know, someone who didn't see the stop sign and rolls through it. You know, I'm not trying to be harsh here. But recidivism, that's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
Repeat offenders.
We should be. Because then this happened.
I was on camera with Olivia Munn as she's on G4, so it's yes. so funny to hear of her in that context.
But she's the real deal. She's awesome with awesome sauce on top, right?
And you know what?
Will you stop saying that?
When do we draw the line?
Just before the first time?
That's Excuse what I'm
me.
Saying.
If I'm using that expression to describe free iPods and Olivia Munn, they are the very definition of awesome with awesome sauce on top. It's an accurate expression.
You know, there are probably a million words you could use. It doesn't have to be awesome with awesome sauce on top. I was thinking that this is like a 10, 11-year-old thing, but I don't know any 10 or 11-year-old that talks like that.
A gay 10-year-old, maybe. It is the lamest, weakest, most mealy-mouthed, just half-assed, cheesy expression I've heard in a long, long time. And we must put a stop to this sort of behavior.
That's what I'm saying. This has to stop.
Lessons must be learned. Examples must be made.
All right, so what are we doing? What are you recommending? How are we going to handle this?
We're bringing you up on charges. That's what
really?
We're doing. Yes, we're bringing Bean up on charges.
Okay, what is the exact charge?
Yeah, charge is felony lameness.
I like it.
One count of felony lameness. I will play the role of the prosecutor.
Okay.
Bean will, of course, have a chance to defend himself.
Thank you.
And then we'll put it to a vote with the jury here in the room.
Okay,
all right.
Do you need any kind of expert witnesses? Should we get some people on the phone that maybe are fur or again?
Sure, we'll take. Witnesses from
I'd
the
like
audience.
To throw fur or again in there too. I'd like to put that.
We
in the
can
list.
Start a list of all sorts of things to charge him with. Don't get me wrong, but I think this is most a grievous crime he's committed to
all
date.
Right. Okay.
1-800-520-1067. If you'd like to be a witness for the defense or a witness for the prosecution, if you've got thoughts on awesome with awesome sauce on top, now's the time to give us a call and add your voice.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury. I'd like to make my opening remarks, if you don't mind.
I object.
You can't object.
Can't object during the opening remarks.
Overruled.
No,
overruled. Sorry. Take your seat. Awesome with awesome sauce on top is gay.
The end.
So incredibly gay. And we need to stop this sort of behavior from infiltrating not only our workplace, but what about the schools? What about the children?
What about the kids?
What about the children?
Mm. What do the children have to do with it?
We let someone with the public exposure of Mr. GBGB Gene Baxter just say whatever he likes at any time without any consequences, and soon the children, the playgrounds will be rife with little tykes running around saying, that's awesome with awesome sauce. And then they will be beaten mercilessly by older, smarter children who will recognize how gay it is to say that. I say, for the sake of the children, as well as ourselves, we must put a stop to this behavior. And I say, Mr. Bean Baxter must be censured and perhaps even jailed.
Okay.
Wow, that sounds That sounds harsh.
Do you have any defense, Bean?
Well, in my own defense, I mean, first of all, I'm playing to community standards of the vast majority of people who are listening to the broadcast at the time, most of whom don't care about the expression awesome with awesome sauce on top, some of whom found it entertaining and, in fact, as I pointed out earlier, extremely accurate in the two examples that I gave about free iPods and Olivia Munn. Both of those things are, in fact, awesome with awesome sauce on top. And, by the way, the truth
Here's
is an outstanding
thing,
defense.
Bean, there's no such thing as awesome with awesome sauce on top. That's not an expression that people use for good. So there are a million other expressions, not that one, that could also describe good things.
But this one was – it certainly got the point across. People understood what I was trying to say. It was extremely descriptive, and I think it shared my enthusiasm for the things that I was discussing at the time with the audience. I'm going to say that very, very, very few people – are as touchy about stuff like that as you guys are. I think you're looking for an opportunity to pile on where there isn't one.
Dude,
we have refrained from piling on, sir, for years now. We have held our tongues. But finally, you have pressed us too far.
You're forcing us.
I mean, there are a million other ways, a million other expressions that mean roughly the same thing.
Right. Can you use any of those?
Any of them that are less lame. Awesome but with awesome sauce. Come on! Even you have to recognize how painfully lame that is.
I'm standing by it. Given the same circumstances, I'd do it again. All right, let's take some calls at 1-800-520-1067. I think Brian has got my back. He's on line two here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Brian, you're a witness for the defense, I understand. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I think that's the lamest thing I've ever heard in my life, and he should get three felony counts for saying it three times.
Thank you! Three separate counts!
Now, is Brian on the jury? Does his vote count?
Of course,
is this going to be a judge ruling at the end? So does he go down as a guilty vote?
A jury of your peers.
One guilty. Listen, the rest of us will vote if we have to, but I'm guessing we're not going to have to.
All right, let's try Javier. I guarantee on line five, I guarantee Javier is with me. Javier, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What say you?
Booyaka, guys. Hey, Bean, if this was a regular world court, you should just be put to death.
That's what I'm saying.
If we're in Nuremberg, you'd be swinging from the end of a rope.
Yeah, you know, I work out here in the 909, and the people have been using sauce with everything. Like, oh, that's lame sauce. Oh, that's cool sauce. I just want to rip out their throats when they say that.
Yeah.
It's horribly lame. Horribly lame.
Javier, have you ever heard of awesome with awesome sauce on top?
Not until I started listening to Horrible Bean.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's extraordinarily awesome. It's so awesome that
it's not enough that you already have
something that's awesome. Then you're putting awesome sauce on top of that.
I mean, years ago, the whole weak sauce thing started to take off, and that was sort of annoying. And now it really has just run amok to the point where it needs to be stamped out.
All right, let's try Eric. Yeah, Eric, he's on line seven on the Kevin and Bean Show. So two guilty votes so far, that's what you're telling me? All right, Eric, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
By the way, not just guilty. One wanted three felonies, the other one wanted the chair. That's an extreme guilty with prejudice. Yes, Eric, sorry.
Sorry, hung jury, not guilty. Yes, Bean's lame, but I like awesome with awesome sauce.
Bean is lame, but you like the phrase.
How about that? Jury nullification here.
That's baloney. It doesn't make sense.
It probably deserved to be punished, but he stepped outside the law.
I'd like to suggest Eric has no friends.
Yeah.
Maybe he's the wrong guy to be voting.
Yeah. I think maybe Eric might be Bean's lame fence. He might be the guy who sells the lame for him in the black market.
All right. So 2-1. Let's try Toby. He's on line three. He's got an interesting take on this. Hi, Toby. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show and apparently the Court of Public Opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Please help us.
For my whole carpool, I think it's just completely idiotic. Awesome with awesome sauce is like a double negative without the negative.
Wow. Okay. And I don't understand that.
Now you're going to be arrested outside the courthouse and going on trial tomorrow.
I don't understand that, but I'd like to suggest it's also a guilty.
It's a double negative without the negative. It's just a double.
Double.
The guy that was trying to hang the jury, I would just get rid of that guy. I agree.
That's how American justice works best, by the way, is you just kill the people on the jury that disagree.
If you can tell that Eric was a douche, you just move on. You just go, okay, well, his vote can't count. Yeah.
All right, let's try Mike. I think he's on line two. He's got some justice he'd like to mete out. Hey, Mike, welcome to the show.
What's up, guys? Hey, you know, he deserves a break because of the first time. We'll let that slide. But second time, we need to make an example. You know, heavy fine. I mean, put yourself in a situation if you're out with the fellas at the bar and somebody says that.
You punch him in the face.
That warrants a slap upside the head.
It really does.
Ruin your night. If you're trying to get with the ladies and somebody pops off with that, you're going, what are you doing, dude?
Exactly, Mike. That's my point.
You're ruining it for everyone.
Used in real society, that would absolutely get a rap across the face.
So I think a heavy fine, maybe a public humiliation.
How can we humiliate Bean any more than he humiliates himself?
So in this particular case, we're all the people in the bar, and we're all the ones that get the stink of what Bean says all over us. And everybody thinks we're all lame because Bean says that.
Right. Talking to a couple hot chicks, and he says, oh, you guys are awesome with awesome sauce. And they just turn and walk away from us. And that's it. And then we're left with our hands at the end of the night.
All right. Thank you for the call. By the way, a lot of guilty. This is interesting. A lot of corporal punishment being suggested. People aren't just generally happy with a ruling against. They want it to hurt.
That's correct.
They like there to be some physical pain. All right, let's try Shay. He or she or it is on line one on the Kevin DeBede Show. Hey, Shay.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Shay?
Not much. Hey, you know what? Awesome with awesome sauce needs to be used every day.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Wow, wow. You bad.
In everyday language, but not by Bean.
Okay, so...
There's a limit where you stop playing video games on the 360 online, where you can start using it again.
Okay, I didn't understand what that meant, but
you
it's
have
like
to
a
be
double
like
negative
a
without the negative.
Old...
Right?
No,
yeah.
No, no.
Okay,
it's
if you're a 12-year-old,
it's a double positive.
If you're
it's
a 12-year-old, you can do it. If you're a 12-year-old girl who is also gay, you can do it.
Play 360, yes,
but not
online.
Being.
I don't get the 360 reference there, Shay.
I don't either.
All right, let's throw his vote out, too, even though it was a guilty.
A lot of lame people get on juries. All right.
He likes the crime, but hates the criminal. That's what he was saying, I think.
Let's go to Mark. I think Mark has a vote. Hey, Mark.
Hey, party people.
Please help us.
Hey, I just want to say, Beans, I was gay with gay sauce on top.
That's correct.
Yeah. All right, bye, you guys.
And the people have ruled.
Bean?
What? I'm sorry.
The people have ruled.
Please turn yourself over to the bailiff. You've been doing some hard time with hard time sauce on top.
Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Thursday morning. What's going on?
Paris Hilton, Bridezilla.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Coming from E! Online, the heiress and her boyfriend, Matt Reinhardt, formerly of The Hills, of course, are apparently planning a summer wedding, which will take place this August.
I can't imagine how expensive they're going to make that wedding and how short that marriage is going to be.
Both things, I'm sure, are true.
Paris has not denied the rumor and told a gossip reporter, "You never know."
Ugh.
She's so coy.
Wow.
So she may be married by the end of the summer. Which, really...
Let's not waste anyone's time.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
can't get married, but Paris can.
Exactly. Well, come on.
What is this religious thing?
Because it's about tradition and family values.
I'd like to say, what about the kids? That's what I would like to say.
Yeah. Children seeing Paris Hilton married. Next thing you know.
That could be the one that makes California change their mind on the whole gay marriage thing. They look at Paris and go, all right, you got a point.
I was thinking last night as I watched little pieces of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out Here, because I wanted to find out what was going on with Spencer and Heidi.
Yeah.
That really, the only thing I wish for them is a long life together. That's the best punishment I can think of for each of them.
Yeah. Although she's nicer than he is, it seems
but
like.
But she's dumber than
yes.
he is.
Yes.
Wow.
Very much
she
so.
Is.
Cripplingly very dumb.
Yes.
Just,
she is. That's
correct.
Is that a real monkey?
It's the things that come out of her mouth. Are stunning.
I'm really so annoyed with them that I'm not going to watch that show.
No, I don't blame
just
you.
Just on principle.
I'm fed up and kind of bored as well, but I just think the worst thing that could happen to them, or the best thing for me, is them just to spend a very, very long time together, because they deserve each other.
Will there ever come a time where she gets tired of his BS too?
I can't imagine.
Like, how does she...
I think she's too dumb to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Window
she just enjoys the fame and the money, I guess.
Yeah. Kelly Rutherford, familiar with her from Gossip Girl?
Yeah.
She's going through an ugly divorce right now, speaking of relationships. She has filed court papers to stop her estranged husband from training their son Hermes. Yeah, Hermes.
Hermes.
You know, the Greek god of speed. Hermes. From being potty trained.
What?
He's 3 years old.
Yeah?
She has filed papers to keep him from potty training the 3-year-old. Apparently, Daniel, the husband, has been trying to potty train the kid.
Isn't 3 late to
yes.
potty train? That's what I thought.
I don't understand.
According to court papers, Kelly still breastfeeds him.
Oh.
Oh.
He sleeps in her bed with him. And she wants him to go to the bathroom when he wants to, not when he's told to.
Ooh.
Okay. Crazy.
Yeah. This is bad.
Wow.
This is bad on so many levels.
Man,
can you imagine being this guy who's trying to raise a kid and still wearing diapers at 3?
There's something wrong with that child. You just don't say things like that.
Joe Jonas is making it much too easy. I like to take shots at the Jonas Brothers, but now I feel like I'm playing T-ball. Have you seen the new video on their official website?
Mm-mm.
No.
It's Joe in a black cat suit and high heels, lip-syncing and dancing along to Beyonce's Single Ladies.
Really?
Why?
Because they think it's funny, Lisa.
Okay. Hey, those Jonas Brothers assholes!
Nick and Kevin egg him on behind in the video.
Oh, Nick Jonas is so cute.
And a good time is had by all.
That is too easy. You're right.
It is.
What's the fun in that?
Yeah, exactly. It's fish in a barrel.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to leave it alone. Or am I? And I hate to close out with sad news, but Exene Cervenka, you know her as the lead singer of the legendary LA punk group X.
Uh-huh.
We found out yesterday that she has multiple sclerosis.
Oh, man.
Oh,
yeah.
That is a shame.
Posted on the band's official website, she said she will continue to perform and tour as long as her health will allow. She said she can be as productive as she can. She won't let MS get in her way, so it looks like she's ready to fight the good fight. But still sad news about a local L.A. legend and a very talented
and
woman. So
very talented and super nice, too.
Yes.
She's the one who used to be married to Viggo Mortensen as well, right?
Yes, yes. And a great lady, so sad news. But it sounds like she's got the right mindset, so we all wish her the best. Today's celebrity birthdays, Zach Farrow of Paramore is 19 years old today. Imagine being 19 and being the drummer for Paramore.
How's that? How's that? Guess that'd be all right.
How's that working out for you?
You know what I was doing when I was 19?
Throwing rocks in the name of
that.
Yeah. I mean, imagine being the drummer for Paramore and you can't have a legal drink.
That is pretty weird.
I think that stops him. He probably has never had a drink because it's illegal to drink under the age of 21.
Right, that stops
That's
everyone.
That's what I'm saying. So he probably has yet to have a beer even.
Of course.
And yet there he is touring. He has to sit on the tour bus while the rest of the band goes parties. That's sad for me. Bar Raffaella, you know her, supermodel. 24 years old today.
She's on the.
What are you, at the Wailing Wall?
She was on the cover of the Sports Illustrated this past year.
Was she ever?
Yeah.
Angelina Jolie celebrates her 34th birthday.
Hey.
Russell Brand, also 34. Stefan Lessard of the Dave Matthews Band is 35 years old. Noah Wiley is 38. Horatio Sanz, comedian formerly of Saturday Night Live. Have you seen him lately? He's dropped a ton of weight.
Mm-mm.
He looks just like a skinny guy now. It's not nearly as funny. Fat guys are funnier.
It's true.
He is 40. Scott Wolf of Party of Five and other projects is 41 years old. And El DeBarge.
Come on.
El DeBarge. The greatest of all the DeBarges.
Which is a really lame category because the DeBarges blow.
The DeBarges are the royal family of music, I'll have you know.
What are you basing the DeBarges blow on, Kevin?
What are you basing the royal songs? Family of whatever
you, know what
you said?
What I'm basing it on? I'm basing it on
them. Oh,
that's what I'm basing mine on,
that's
too.
Sweet.
By the way.
Doesn't Al have a problem with drugs and beating up women and stuff like that, too?
All right.
I'm just throwing it out there. I'm trying to remember. One of them does. I don't know if it's Al or one of the other departments.
It's a good thing he's royalty, then. Well,
they can get away with it because they're royalty, you know? Royalty can play by your rules. Peasant, you don't know. Al is 48 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show with his...
Hey!
No.
No, not at all.
Still no, huh?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 7 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Lisa May's all excited. Her boyfriend Joel McHale from The Soup's coming in tomorrow. How about that?
I love him. He's awesome.
No, he's not, is the answer to that.
I believe our little friend Travis Barker is going to be back with us tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, if you can believe that. And, of course, Friday means This Week in Rage with Adam Carolla. All of that tomorrow. And don't forget Danny McBride from Land of Lost coming up later this hour.
Spencer Pratt made a shocking confession just before quitting. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here, according to TMZ.com.
Murder.
A well-placed source who works on the Costa Rican production of the show tells TMZ just before quitting the reality show, he screamed at the producers, "If you give me a script, I'll do what you want. I'm not a reality star. Nope. I'm on the hills."
You got it.
What? Hi, Spence. So basically, he can't be at all entertaining without a script. And by the way, even with a script, he's not at all
entertaining. That's correct.
Funny.
Yes, that's correct.
Don't talk like I'm not in the room. That's what we do to you because you're a girl.
I wish you weren't in the room.
Now, Spencer.
What?
You quit? You didn't quit?
What?
I'm so annoyed with this whole conversation because who cares?
What?
Listen.
Did you quit?
I did NBC a favor by coming on their stupid little show.
Okay.
Aren't they paying you?
So don't. What? Of course. They're paying me more money than they're paying all the rest of those idiots.
Really doing them a favor.
I am doing them a favor.
It's working.
My going rate for showing up on camera, on film, is $500 million.
That's ridiculous.
So they're lucky that I agreed to come on their show for what they're paying me. And I'll bet either way it's handsome compared to an average person.
I know you're stupid and all that. We get that, okay?
Funny. Funny, Bob.
But it's true.
But listen here. I am the reason this show was made, okay? When they were thrown around in their pitch meetings with all the guys sitting around their big table, they said,
the show's already been a big hit in Britain. It's already aired once on ABC.
We can have Jim Sally, some basketball player.
John Sally.
Or Frankincense, some fat black ladies who'd say they're comedians.
Right.
Okay? And Janice Dickinson, whatever, okay? Listen to me. Once they mentioned Spidey, they knew they had comedy gold. They knew they had the reality show stars of the world. I already own America. Why can't I own Africa?
Okay, it's not in Africa, first of all. It's in South America. But second of all, here's the thing. Why do you make it sound like you thought it was going to be a beach, honeymoon vacation?
I only live 5-star. That's how I live. Right. 24 hours a day.
But
okay.
You knew what the show was.
372 days a year.
You were going to be surviving in the jungle. You knew that it was going to be survivor-like. It wasn't going to be, it wasn't going to be what you're used to. So why'd you even go if you didn't want to live like that?
Listen.
And by the way, not only did you know what it was, you made a song about it. Let me play a little of Spencer's reel, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
I'm a celebrity. My swag on, Louis rag on, car with the new tags on. You know how the swag goes, Bentleys and Lambos, ride superhero with working. I flew private in.
All right, okay. So anyway,
wow.
That's what you got.
Well, I already changed up my song.
What are you talking about?
I got a new MP3 I brought over with me. This is the new I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here theme song that I wrote because, frankly, I'm tired of it. They're devaluing me as a celebrity.
Yeah, I want to play that clip.
You're losing money by being around these idiots.
You're supposedly talking to the president of the network of NBC, which I guess I believe, because I think this is all a setup. I think NBC's in on it. I think they knew. I think you knew.
I'm a black belt in jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, I heard you
I
say that. That's
every
stupid.
Day. I'm a Navy SEAL.
Yeah, that's dumb.
I'm a Spanish cheesemaker.
Right.
I'm a grouper boat captain.
You're just lying.
I'm very busy back in America. I'm the bass player for the Delphonics.
That's not true. Good reference.
I don't think the Delphonics are together anymore, are they?
They are. No, I think they are.
I got a concert later this week.
All right.
I can't be in an African island.
It's not okay? Africa.
Up on 110th Street.
All right, here's Spencer claiming that he's being devalued.
I'm too rich and I'm too famous to be sitting with these people and cleaning up their in the jungle, my man. And this cast is devaluing our fame right now. I'm sitting next to VH1 comedians that I've never even seen before. I'm sitting next to wrestlers. I'm like, this is just not the show. I thought it was about to be all celebrities. Stars of shows get treated like stars, dude. I'm supposed to be cleaning up John Sally's in a bucket, dude. You've never cleaned up your own, let alone taking John Sally's to the creek, have you? Don't throw me in the jungle and try to make me a little guinea pig torture act. Enjoy your dinner. Thanks so much for this opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Peace out. Spence Dog out.
But
okay?
If they were going to have celebrities on the show, Spencer, you wouldn't be invited on the show.
No. I was promised when I was sold to come on this show that Brad Pitt would be there.
No, you weren't.
Angelina as well.
No,
Tom Hanks. Barack Obama.
And if they were there, there's no...
And then Spencer and Heidi. And then Kendall, okay?
Kevin. I'm getting pretty bored with you.
Then Kendall.
I've heard it all.
I would be amongst my peers.
I know
okay?
Sam the Armenian comedian.
Because I'm a world-famous watch model.
Right.
I'm a rodeo clown.
I know Sam the Armenian comedian.
Stunt pilot.
And Doto and a bunch of people who have ridiculous confidence based on zero talent. I'm starting to believe that you don't have, that this is all
zero
a stupid
talent?
Act.
Zero talent?
You know you don't have talent.
Look
you know
at me in my eyes.
You're
look
not
at
famous.
Me in my eyes and tell me that.
Oh,
you know you're not
kid.
A Brazilian jiu-jitsu. What are you, black belt? What are you talking about?
Every day I train.
We've never
you don't,
seen that.
But you don't.
The greatest fighters in the world.
None of what you say is true. None.
I beat
Zero.
Kimbo Slice.
You didn't
with,
ever
with
fight
one
Kimbo
leg.
Slice.
Actually,
okay,
tied
Spencer.
All my limbs behind my back and nope. beat him with my pelvis.
That didn't happen. But let me ask you this: if you're saying that you're devalued, your celebrity's devalued by being on the show, and you quit and you don't want to do it anymore, then why were you on last night begging to come back, begging to be a contestant again, saying that the devil made you do it, and now you're back and you're there to stay and you're there to win? What's up with that?
I'm always one step ahead. Yeah. All right, Brian? So listen to me, G.
So let me guess. So as soon as they let you back, you're going to quit?
As of right now, I feel like I do want to quit.
Yeah.
Listen, like I said,
surprise.
Go ahead and play my new theme song from okay. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out Here, because I'm done with this. Put me with those hacks. They devalue me as a star, as the greatest American superstar. Okay? As a stunt bike rider.
You're not a stunt bike rider.
As a professional street skater.
You don't do that.
Okay? As point guard for the Utah Jazz.
You're not a point guard for even a college team, let alone pro.
Hit it, Steve. I'm a celebrity, so you should worship me. I got more money than all of the minorities. Costa Rica is an island in Africa.
Nope.
But now I'm leaving so I can just laugh at you. Spencer Pratt at you, and you know it ain't funny. Me and my girl Heidi, we out making money in the jungle. My check from NBC, and then I said I quit. I escaped out of Africa like Nelson Mandela. Back to my mansion, cause I'm one rich fella. Heidi even lost weight from being on the island. Plus I made some money, so you know I'm smiling. Yeah.
Okay.
That's right, kid. Try to throw me on that African island.
Not Africa.
With black people like John Sally and those two fat chicks. They supposedly are comedians, and Sanjaya, who I don't know what he is, but it sure ain't white, is it? I don't think so. I'm too big of a celebrity. P-R-A-double-T, and I'm out for 09, kid.
Peace.
Watch, look at this. Look at this.
What are we looking at?
That's me flying in the G4 back to the Hollywood Hills. Sipping champagne.
Yeah.
Sipping champagne. Glowing.
Oh, f*** you. Legendary rock and roll disc jockey Rodney Bingenheimer joins us in the studio on the Kevin Bean Show right now. Hey, Rodney, how are you, man?
106.7 K-Rock, Rodney on the Rock Show. Thanks for tuning in.
It's not...
We have an interview with Arthur Love coming up.
Nope.
Arthur
no,
Love and
no.
I both shared...
Arthur Lee from the band Love, but
Pigeons.
No.
No, it's the Kevin and Bean Show, and we're giving away tickets to our Breakfast with Green Day.
All right.
So people
K-Rock.
Are...
Weenie Rose, yay,
nope.
Fiesse.
Nope, nothing
all
to do
right.
with that.
Uh-uh.
That's past. Listen, Rodney,
Coachella.
You're famous for playing a lot of bands first. Green Day, I'm sure you were playing Green Day records back before the rest of us even knew who they were. So you are telling us that whatever trivia questions our listeners come up with about the band, you're going to be able to answer them. Otherwise, they win tickets to join us at the Breakfast. Do I have it right?
They won't win because I know everything about music. All
right.
right. That's Godhead. Music is Godhead.
It's time to stump Rodney.
Yeah, wig wham bam.
All right, the Bangles coming up next.
Nope.
No.
Not doing that.
Right. Let's go to a Jocelyn on line two on the Kevin and Bean Show, see if she can stump the great Rodney Bingenheimer for Green Day tickets. Hey, Joss, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Hi there. What's your trivia question about Green Day?
It's at what festival did Mike Dirnt get his teeth knocked out at?
Boomtown Rats.
Oh.
Okay, that's Boomtown
that
Rats.
That's festival.
Not a festival.
It
doesn't
no, like make any Mondays.
Sense. It's not a
Boomtown
festival.
Boomtown Rats a festival.
That's a band. That's not a festival.
Boomtown Rats a palooza.
Jocelyn, was it Boomtown Rats a palooza?
Absolutely not.
No, what was it?
It was Woodstock 94.
Woodstock.
Woodstock,
yeah,
Woodstock was in the 60s. She doesn't even know what she's
she
talking
said
about.
She said Woodstock 94. It was
there wasn't
the
25th even anniversary. One. They didn't have
okay.
it.
Jocelyn, we'll see you at the Breakfast with Green Day. Thank you
oh
very
my
much.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
You're
welcome, but you
Let's
lost.
Try a...
Right.
Rachel is on line six. She's got a question for longtime Green Day fans. Let's see if she can stump Rodney. Hi, Rachel. You're on the air.
Hi. Okay, Rodney, what was the band's original name before Trey Cole joined?
Oh, Rodney would know that. That's right up his alley.
Before Bauhaus. They were called Green Day. What, say it again, Rodney?
Bauhaus.
No.
Is it Rachel, is it Bauhaus?
No.
No.
The Plimsolls. The Plimsolls?
Nope.com. What was it?
Sweet Children.
Mm-hmm.
Bronski Beat.
No, she just told you.
I thought she said Bronski
Beat. No, she didn't.
Oh.
All right.
Did that sound familiar, Sweet Children, now that you've heard it, Rodney?
Sweet
do you realize?
Mine.
No, that's a whole, that's a song. Oh.
All right, let's
Dream Academy.
Let's try Monique on line 8, calling the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, actor Danny McBride from Land of the Lost and the great HBO show Eastbound and Down coming up in a few minutes. Monique, hi, you're on with the great Rodney Bingenheimer. Go ahead.
Hi, guys.
Good luck, because we actually only have one pair left
right.
for today. So
okay.
Wow.
Good. So what I don't know how you're going to stump Rodney, but good luck.
Quick bit.
Yes, it is.
I'm
going to
try. Okay.
All right, go ahead.
What is Mike Dern's real last name?
Blondie.
No.
Blondie. Great.
Why would you think Blondie would be his last name?
Mike Blondie.
Is it Mike Blondie?
No, it's Mike Pritchard.
Yeah.
Gary Newman.
She just said the name. How does that not ring a bell now? We might be overselling your knowledge of music.
Fun Boy 3.
Have you ever known the answer to any question ever?
Art of Noise.
All right.
Now you're just saying things.
Monique, we will see you at the Breakfast with Green Day.
Cool, thank you.
Marcy.
Thanks for
Mike Marcy.
You're just saying things now that come to your head that don't have anything to do with Green Day.
Kenny Loggins.
Let's all stop Rodney now.
Yeah, wigwam pam.
How about Land of the Lost, ladies and gentlemen? Come on.
Yes. Can't wait.
Land of the Lost. We've been hearing about it for months. It is finally going to be here tomorrow. We had Will Ferrell on a couple days ago, and we're very excited to say now we welcome his friend Danny McBride back to the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Danny, how are you, man?
Hello, Kevin and Bean. How's it going, you guys?
Very well, thank you.
Going great. Great to talk to you, and congratulations on Land of the Lost. It looks like the most honked-up night at the theater one could imagine.
It is that. That's what we set out to do, and I think we've achieved it.
you know, it's so funny because, there's a large segment of the audience. Young people go to the movies, never heard of Land of the Lost, certainly never saw the show. But then there's the older people who kind of vaguely remember it as a hallucinogenic Saturday morning kids cartoon. And they're going to go to this thing, and they're going to walk out like they've just been taking acid. They're going to walk out and go, wow, it's just as honked up as I remember it being.
Exactly. Like, that was what we aimed for. You know, with all those Sid and Marty Krofft shows, they're brilliant. But they're also very trippy and odd and weird, and that's really what we wanted to keep intact with this movie, is that you'd walk out like you just tripped on acid, whether you're a child or an adult.
You don't actually have to trip on acid, you just get that feeling.
Yeah, you just watch this movie, yeah.
Now, what do they do for, the clips I've seen on the TV with the dinosaurs and stuff like that? Is that all CGI stuff, or do you actually have giant guys in suits working with you?
No, we actually had giant dinosaurs. Like, a lot of people think they're extinct. They're not.
The real dinosaurs.
Some from Peru.
Wow. Yeah.
That was expensive, I bet.
Very expensive. Yeah. And they're very unreliable. You have no idea who they're going to eat on the set. You just kind of find your mark and hope that everything works out okay.
Do they have handlers, or how does that work?
They had a handler. He was eaten about the second day of the shoot.
Wow, that's rough.
Fell off the routine.
How did you get to know Will Ferrell? Because we see you guys together on the Eastbound and Down, too. How did you guys first hook up, Danny?
We met on Match.com. It's an online dating service.
Oh, that's sweet.
I made a film with some buddies of mine, an independent film called The Foot Fist Way.
Which was awesome.
And it went to Sundance. And we didn't know Will before that, but he happened to see the movie from that. And, I got my big break because of it.
And now you're doing Eastbound and Down, which is fantastic.
Oh, I'm glad you dig it. Yeah, we're starting to write the second season now, and hopefully that'll be on the air at the beginning of next year.
For those of you who haven't seen that, it's a former Major League Baseball player that just can't deal with the fact that he's not in the major leagues anymore.
Yep.
And it gets even darker and crazier next season.
I don't know how.
Hey, I know you're on to talk about Land of the Lost, but I did have an Eastbound question I've been dying to ask you, which is when you're filming that show, do you walk around in your regular Danny McBride life with that mullet all the time?
When we shot the pilot, I had to get extensions put in that were the kind that you couldn't take out each day. So I literally would have to, for that whole 2 weeks of shooting that, walk around with that disgusting mullet. And, we were at the beach. We were in North Carolina, so people didn't really look twice at me. Everyone was like, yeah, there's the guy with cool hair.
Everybody looks the same there, huh? You didn't have to have a disclaimer when you walked up there? Oh, movie. Shooting a movie. That's the hair?
I started to milk it. I would pull back into a ponytail and wear like a linen shirt and look like the medicine man.
It's so hilarious. I mean, your character may be the only guy really sporting a great mullet on TV right now. He is keeping it alive, though, isn't he?
He's trying to pick up where Mel Gibson and Lethal Weapon left off.
Yeah, that's right. All right, we got a clip from Land of the Lost here. Again, we're talking to Danny McBride on the phone. The movie opens everywhere tomorrow. Kevin, what's this clip we're going to be hearing?
Well, this is Will Ferrell's character, Dr. Rick Marshall, and Danny McBride's character, Will, as they are getting attacked by real, it turns out, dinosaurs.
Ugh.
That was a dinosaur! T-Rex! Definitely in predator mode! Will you hurry up? You're slowing us down! Why are you wearing high heels?
They're not high heels, they're my Florsheim zipper boots!
Why are you wearing Florsheim on a field expedition?
I told you I was not prepped to go into the field!
And then someone gets eaten. I'm not sure who.
Yeah.
Wow, that's just as exciting as seeing it visually. It's really amazing.
We're trying to bring back the clip to radio or start it.
I like it.
I don't know that it ever existed, but we're trying to make it work.
Danny, how do you deal in your film with the hilariously and painfully slow sleaze tax that any child could outrun? Are they still a dangerous threat in this film?
They're, you know, we kind of equate them to zombies. You know, they get you by their mass numbers. They don't really move that fast, but there's enough of them that if you were to happen to trip and then just lay on the ground and not walk away, they could overpower you.
If you laid on the ground for 48 hours.
Yeah. See, that's the scary thing about the Sleestaks is they never sleep. So eventually you tire out, you figure, well, I got a 200-yard head start. I'm going to be fine. I'll just catch a little nap. Boom, they're all over you.
Not to spoil anything, but there's also something else in this movie that you would never have seen in the TV show, and that's you're going to actually see real, live Sleestak sex in this film.
Ooh.
Is that good?
You know what? It depends on what you're into.
What if you're not into Sleestak sex?
It sounds hot to me.
Take a bathroom break during that.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Well, the movie looks fun. I mean, it's like I said when we brought you on. We've been hearing about it for so long, I can't believe it's finally here. This is how you know it's summertime, because Land of the Lost hits theaters everywhere tomorrow. Danny McBride, you're great in everything you do, man, and we always love having you on the Kevin and Bean Show.
I appreciate that. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, man. Bye now.
Ralph Garman is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Thursday morning. What you talking about, Ralph?
Sad news.
Uh-oh.
Especially if you're like me and loved the TV series Kung Fu.
Oh, yeah. I remember
Kwai Chang Kane traveling the great American Southwest, running into bigots every town he went into because he was half Chinese.
Never watched that show, but it's just the only memory I have is he walks through deserts.
Hey, Chinaman.
That's it. That's
Chinaman, we don't like your kind in our town.
That pretty much happened every season.
Please, I don't want any trouble. I'm just looking for work.
No, Chinaman, no jobs for you, Chinaman.
And that's...
Well, then I'll have to kick your ass. And now I must leave this town.
And then go to another one where the same thing happened again?
Get some bigot ass next week. David Carradine, who played Kane on the TV series Kung Fu. Of course, you know him also as Bill in Kill Bill. He's done like 100 movies. Worked with Martin Scorsese, Ingmar Bergman, Hal Ashby, some of the great directors. Apparently has been found dead in his hotel room in Bangkok, Thailand. He was there filming another movie. The initial reports said that he was found dead in his room. Now we're getting news reports from Bangkok saying that he was found hanged in his hotel room.
Oh, wow. Does that get uglier?
So it is believed to have been a suicide.
Oh, my God.
He was peaceful and just was looking for work in that town, though. Why would somebody do that to him?
Preliminary police investigation said that he hanged himself with a cord used for the room's curtains.
Wow.
Police are saying he had been dead at least 12 hours and there were no signs of foul play. And apparently he was, by all accounts, in good spirits the day before. So this is all very strange.
You know what's weird about that? I mean, I don't know Mr. Carradine. We've had him on the show a couple times. But he seemed like a peaceful, zen-like guy. Whenever you'd see him in interviews or whatnot, he seemed like a no-worries kind of guy.
Well, the thing is, he became actually the character he played on that TV show. He became very zen, very into meditation, into martial arts, was in great shape. And by all accounts, was very happy. But who can say what's inside a man's mind?
Very sad. Very sad news.
He
good
was
actor.
So good in Kill Bill, both parts as well. Yeah. So. Sad news that a good actor and a seemingly good guy has passed away at the age of 72, David Carradine. All right, other showbiz news, perhaps something a little more lighthearted.
Sure.
Forbes magazine has released their list of the most powerful celebrities of this year. Now, the most powerful celebrity list is compiled by taking a look at celebrities who make an ass full of cash and also combining that with their media visibility. Which creates some disparities on the list. I mean, some people who make less money are higher up on the list and vice versa because of their heat and the press that they receive. For example, J.K. Rowling who was the biggest money earner on last year's list, doesn't even show up on this year's list. Because she's got no book and she's got no profile. Mm-hmm. They haven't been talking about her. You know, there's not since Harry Potter went away, she's not on the list. So keep that in mind. But here's at least the top 10 of the new Forbes list. Kobe Bryant.
Woo!
Number 10 on the list.
Woo!
What time's tip-off tonight? 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock. Game one.
Go Lakers. Brad Pitt was number 9 on the list. Then Jennifer Aniston right next to him. Yeah, I've been telling you. Look at them right next to each other on the list.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
All making out on the list and whatnot.
I don't think
I miss you. I don't like Angelina anymore. I want to be back with you. Oh, I love you too, Brad.
I don't think they stand next to each other. It's just a list.
How can they make the list if they don't line them up?
They just
put their names on a piece of paper. Line them up.
Okay. All right, science fiction man living in the world of the future where people just write people's names down.
So at some point, Kobe Bryant is standing next to Brad Pitt, who's standing next to Jennifer Aniston.
They're playing horse, okay. Brad and Kobe.
All right.
Jennifer's standing next to Steven Spielberg, who did pretty well for himself last year. Made $150 million last year.
Wow. Yeah, that's all right.
Bruce Springsteen, the boss, made $70 million. He's number 6 on the list.
How do they coordinate all the schedules of these celebrities? Seems like you get some very busy people to try to get in one room, Ralph.
It's a cocktail party. They give them an invite.
Yeah. Can we call it tomorrow?
Sure. Okay. Talk to the boss. Text in Tiger Woods.
Pass the phone around.
Tiger is 5th on the list. Beyonce Knowles was number 4. Then Madonna. Oprah Winfrey, who is a perennial number 1 on this Forbes list, has dropped to number 2.
You know why?
I'm so fat.
She was too heavy to stay at the top of the list. Gravity got to her, and she plummeted down a rung on the ladder.
I'm so fat.
Fell out of orbit.
On the Forbes ladder. Number 1 on the list.
So they're not only in the same room, they're all on a ladder?
Yes.
Okay.
Can
very
I guess?
Crowded. Can you guess?
Yes.
Absolutely.
David Carradine.
Oh, come
you
on,
are
man.
Such
too soon?
Wow.
Too
come
soon?
On. Really? Really? Really?
Too soon?
Angelina Jolie rounds out the list at the number 1.
I'm giving you a 0 for the day.
Yeah, me too.
Sorry.
Will Smith just missed the top 10, came in at number 11. Phil McGraw, Dr. Phil, number 2 on the list. 12 on the list. Britney Spears was number 13. Tom Cruise was number 20, rounding out the top 20. Of most powerful celebrities.
I wonder what it has to feel like for Tom Cruise to see Britney Spears 7 places ahead of him.
And Dr. Phil.
And Dr.
Yeah,
Phil.
Yeah, that must really be hurt. One that hurts. Michael Jordan is 18th on the list, by the way. Guy hasn't played ball in 2 decades. He's still in the top 20 of most powerful celebrities.
Yeah.
I guess the Hanes commercials keep him in the profile and his shoe line. Yeah.
Charlie Sheen sure does want his number.
That she sure does. He throws his phone at him. That's how bad
he wants
it.
To hang out
just
with
take
Michael
the
Jordan.
Phone. I sure like these shirts. These collars don't stretch out.
Did Michael Jordan ever do any broadcast booth work? Seems like he would be a good, I mean, he's a smart, articulate guy who knows basketball.
So.
I've never seen him like you do with Magic and Barkley and some of the other guys.
Well, he's not as articulate as Magic. Let's not get nuts. I mean, Magic really is the guy who has the mastery of the English language.
I don't think he ever
I don't
did.
Understand the game until Magic tells me what just happened. That's how good he is.
Lindsay Lohan in the news. Samantha Ronson's got a gig in England this week. And guess who happens to be in London at the same time?
Oh,
coincidentally.
No.
Lindsay Lohan took a trip to England this week.
Huh.
Can't we move on from this?
Samantha needs some security.
Yeah.
Apparently, Lindsay says they're staying in different places and they're going to appear at different events. But if they happen to run into each other, then it's fate.
And then what?
And the lesbian gods will be happy.
Yeah. Tacos.
Easy. Today's celebrity birthday.
Don't ask. What's wrong with you?
I didn't hear it.
He said tacos.
He's hungry. He said. He's very hungry right now.
Ordering lunch.
Okay.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Drummer Zach Farrow of Paramore is 19 years old today. Angelina Jolie. Not only is she number 1 on the Forbes list, but she celebrates her birthday today. They're going to give her a cake with 34 babies on it. That's how she celebrates. They stick the baby's feet in the icing and they try to stand them up.
Yeah.
It's a messy cake. Don't get me wrong, but it's a nice gesture. She's 34. Bar Raffaelli's 24. Russell Brand, very talented and funny comedian, is 34 years old today. Stefan Lessard from Dave Matthews Band is 35. Noah Wiley from ER is 38. Horatio Sanz from Saturday Night Live celebrates his 40th birthday. Scott Wolf, best known, I guess, for his work on Party of Five, is 41. And singer El DeBarge of the band DeBarge is 48 years old today, and you know every year we take a special moment to set aside and just say happy birthday to
sure wish we did.
El DeBarge, because he is the man.
Remember the movie that's from Short Circuit? I think it was Short Circuit 2.
Oh,
though.
Dear God.
What is wrong with
Shut
you people?
Up, both of you.
And an aside, by the way, remaking Short Circuit.
Are they really?
Latest
El
announcement.
DeBarge's?
No.
Oh.
The latest announcement of in the remake of Palooza we've been going through this week, Short Circuit.
Wow.
Is being reworked.
I don't remember. That was a robot.
It was a Fisher Stevens had a wacky little friend robot.
Yeah.
What was his name? Johnny Five. Yeah, and he said, oh, I am your friend. Beep, 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 boop, boop, boop. It was horrible. So they're going to remake it.
It'll be horrible. But that robot, Johnny Five, banged Ally Sheedy.
He did not bang Ally Sheedy.
How does a robot
Dude,
do that?
Didn't they get naked in a tub and, like, she massaged him and then it faded to black?
I think you're talking about an entirely different film.
I think I'm serious.
I don't remember the nude tub scene with Ally Sheedy and a robot.
I remember her
romance.
Was this
back in your drug days when you watched this movie?
No, dude, I was like four.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Was that in your drug days?
I remember Ally Sheedy romancing Johnny Five and it got pretty steamy. I'm being dead serious.
But wait a minute. If you put a robot in a tub, someone's going to get electrocuted, Mike. That's not going to work out.
Or both.
It was sexual electric attack.
I don't even remember this movie. Wasn't the goot in it too?
Who?
Steve Guttenberg? Wasn't he also in the Short Circuit movies?
I think the Goot was.
Yeah. I think Goot? He was.
Is it possible we've talked about this movie too much
You'll
already?
I'm sorry when it's a big hit remake. Short Circuit. Yeah, because Fisher Stevens played like an Indian robotics expert or something.
I'm giving you a zero for the day.
This is my friend Johnny Five. He is the most mad robot you'd ever want to meet.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
I want to see that movie now.
And I think he was the star of Short Circuit, too. I think it was just Dr. Hindu and the robot.
No!
There was no Goot, no Alley.
Okay.
Johnny Five got Cheaty Tank.
I'm telling you.
I don't think so. I'll have to revisit that. I'll take a look. Do some research. I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz beat.
We're still checking, by the way, to see if Mike is right about the robot sex. Some people are suggesting you're thinking of Howard the Duck, maybe, Mike.
No, I know Howard the Duck.
I
know Howard the Duck bangs a chick. I'm pretty sure Johnny Five bangs Ally Sheedy.
Okay, we're gonna go back to the Short Circuit tape and see if we can figure it out. We'll work
Mike
on that behind the scenes.
Such full-fledged pervert.
He really is. Yeah, no question about that. In the meantime, 808 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Very excited to welcome back to the program two guys we admire very much. Rob Dyrdek is here and P-Rod, ladies and gentlemen, joining us here. They have teamed up together to come in. We have a lot of ground we want to cover with you boys while you're here, but let's start with. Big time movie stars now, apparently, according to Street Dreams and what I'm hearing about it.
Tell us about that. How did that all come down? Did you do it? Are you behind it?
Well, you know, initially it's, you know, sort of the concept of not wanting another crappy skateboard film to come out, you know, and a friend of mine wrote the treatment, took it to some people. They're like, you got to find somebody to write the script, wrote the script, got to find someone to make it. No one's going to make this. Started the production company, hired the directors, the producers, and put up all my money to do it. And then took it to P-Rod and said, P-Rod, do you want to do this?
And he said,
I said, absolutely.
No thanks.
Oh, no doubt.
Absolutely.
It's one thing to skateboard in a movie. It's another thing to act in a movie, though.
Definitely. We found that out on the fly.
I mean, you got to understand. I put it all – it lived and died on this kid's ability to carry this film. You know, it wasn't like – he said he was down. I committed. It was a done deal without ever really seeing him act. We were just really hoping that all that charm and swagger that he has is going to translate to the big screen. And then,
because if it doesn't,
well, I just
bye bye Fantasy Factory.
Well, just bye bye,
bye
just
bye
a
Rob.
Whole lot of money.
Yeah,
we still did it, but it was kind of whack, you know. But he killed it, man. And you know,
okay. So is this a story like so many others of a young boy with a dream who wants to make it in his chosen field, and we follow his struggle and how he gets there? Is that what we're talking about here?
You've already seen it,
pretty much. Yeah,
yeah. It's called Rocky. Of course, I've seen it. Everybody's seen it.
But we call it like Karate Kid of skateboarding. Or like Skate Mile, you know what I'm saying? It's the same formula, the dramatics, the love story, you know, the holy grail trick in the end that P-Rod actually had to do, you know, as opposed to traditional skate movies where it's body double.
Well, yeah, they really do tend to, whatever's hot, they really do tend to try and throw movies at that crowd, the MMA crowd they've been doing that with lately. They just, somehow they just include those in the script, and then they go, hey, everybody likes MMA, you'll love this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the weakness of most of these kind of movies. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, and they're always cheesy, no matter what, because it's always some corny dish. who decides what they envision these sports to be as opposed to like doing it authentically.
And they don't know anything about it, but they're just guessing.
And they don't even bother to consult with people from that field. They just kind of do what they see, you know?
I remember when they did that with, what was it, motorcycles or something?
Yeah.
During the X Games or something like that, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. They did. They had a big Hollywood movie about it.
Like starred in that, man.
Sophia Bush was in that movie. What was that movie?
Steve Howe starred in it, man.
It was Short Circuit. That's
sure
what it was.
Sure doesn't matter.
It was Short Circuit. There was robot sex. I loved it.
So are you in the film too, Rob?
I play Mr. Paul Rodriguez's jealous rival. Me and him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Kind of go at it, you know.
This movie can't possibly be good, am I right?
We appreciate that.
Thank you.
I'm just saying.
Let's go now.
Thanks for having
us. I'm just saying there are a lot of movies made by professionals that are bad. I want to hear how you clowns got together and put a movie together.
By the way,
that is absolutely insulting, because I'd like to believe there's not a thing that I do that isn't quality and well
that
done.
That is a good question. There are a lot of people who make bad movies.
Yeah.
How do you have the stones to go, I'm going to make a movie, and it's going to be fine?
I mean, to me, fundamentally, it's easy to spot crap, you know what I mean? But blood, sweat, and tears, and it's not like, oh, I did this thing and just did it out. I was $1 million over budget of my own money, and I sat in post for 10 months, you know what I mean? And that thing's been done for a year. I waited for a year for the timing to make sure it come out right, but... You know, it's the reality of I didn't overthink it either. I didn't try to, like, make it so incredibly complex. It was just the idea of doing a film that represented our culture the right way, that's all done by skaters for skaters, you know. And
I gotcha.
It doesn't suck.
Well, that's a good answer.
And
was
you
just
will
asking.
See it. When you see it, you'll be like, oh, wow. Well, I guess he could write a movie and make a movie.
Now, is this the first of many, or is this just a wild hair up your butt and you just decided to do it once? I mean, do you see yourself doing this?
Yeah, I got a bunch of movies in the kind of setup ready to, not in the can, but getting ready to go. But to me, it's a 3-part series. You know, it's first he gets sponsored, then he moves to Cali and turns pro, and then in the end he does a bunch of cocaine and like hookers.
And so that's it all story. Back. That's the story.
Movie is opening up at a bunch of theaters in Southern California, by the way, which is awfully impressive that you're in so many screens. That's going to be next Friday, a week from tomorrow. But there is an LA premiere that's going to be this Monday night at the Grauman's Chinese Theater. Can people buy tickets to that, or is it invite only, or what's the story on that?
Yeah, no, that's invite only.
Invite only. Yeah. Okay. P-Rod, what was the toughest scene for you? I mean, the skating must have been where you were most at home. That was probably the easiest stuff for you to film. But what was the stuff where you really had to stretch, you had to learn, you had to act, and that was tough?
I remember one scene. We were at, like, the school, because my character, he gets in trouble at school a lot. And my pops, in the movie, we were walking out of the principal's office, and I remember just having to do it over and over. Just it wasn't like an over-exaggerated line or a super aggressive line. It was just a mellow, like, line. But for some reason, I could not say it the way I needed to deliver. And Rob had to take me outside and like, talk me down because I was getting frustrated. He was like, look, just calm down. We got to breathe. And so eventually, after
I'm
$1 million
over budget.
Yeah.
So
no pressure, but do it.
So yeah, calm down quickly.
No, that was way before I realized that I was even a dollar over budget.
Yeah.
So I was relaxed.
That was the only time I really remember struggling. Other than that, most of it, you know, this being my first movie, it was a role that kind of eased me into acting because, you know, some I can relate to. So most of it felt pretty good, pretty at home. But the scenes that actually felt the easiest were the ones where I had to, like, really yell and get mad at my father, because you don't have to worry about overdoing it. Just you just let go, you know?
Right, right.
And I that's mean, based it, on your own hatred of your own father?
Or? No, I love my dad, man.
It does help, though, like you said, you're being eased into it. It does help that you're playing a role of a character who's very much like yourself. It's not yep. like they put you up in the space shuttle and you had to pretend to be an astronaut or something.
Exactly. I didn't have to go do research and hang out with astronauts at NASA or anything like that.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, but you will.
Hopefully, yeah, that'd be great.
The film is called Street Dreams. By the way, I bet you can't wait for movie 3, the way Rob's described it with the hookers and the blow. That's going to be the fun one to film,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
No, trust me, he's the most stable, solid kid you'll ever meet in your life. I don't know if you ever read the thing where his dad tried to take him to Playboy Mansion. He said, no, thank you. He's a
well, there's nothing wrong with having a gay son. I mean, that's
no,
fine.
No, whoa.
Come on, he's got babies and stability. You know,
Street Dreams is the name of the film, opening up at a bunch of theaters a week from tomorrow, and then the premiere is going to be at Grauman's on Monday night. We'll take a quick break and come back with our guests, Rob and P-Rod, right after this on the Kevin DeBean Show. Well, 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's 24 minutes after 8 o'clock.
This is the Kevin DeBean Show. This is one of those days that I wish you could hear what's going on during the songs. That's all I've got to say about that.
We've got real-life skateboarding superstars in our studio. Our friend Rob Dyrdek is here. Paul Rodriguez Jr., P-Rod, is here, too. The film that they have done together is called Street Dreams, opening up everywhere in Los Angeles a week from tomorrow. By the way, we didn't even mention this, but Ryan Dunn is in the movie. You got Scheckler in the movie. Terry Kennedy's in the movie. I mean, this is for reals. But since the last time we had you in, Rob, Mike and the King of Mexico came down to the Fantasy Factory. Mike, what was that day like for you? I remember you texting that you never wanted to leave.
Huh? Fantasy Factory. You went down there.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah,
I'm Mike wasn't listening. I'm moving in.
Did he offer you to move?
No,
in?
But not so much. But I mean, there's like a lot of. It's in a bad part of town. There's a lot of homeless. There's a lot of dudes just lying around. I don't see any problem with Rob like cutting out of like maybe like a 10x10 corner of the Fantasy Factory for me to go live there.
I mean, already reserved that one.
Oh,
he already offered me that spot.
Sorry, you have to be outside.
It's funny though because I remember Mike coming back from that, and we put that video up at kirok.com and kevinbean.com. You could check it out, and he said, if you had all the money in the world and all the imagination in the world and you were going to create a place that was, well, a fantasy factory that had everything you'd ever need in it, this is the place that you'd create. And you, Rob, had the ability to actually do that and did it, which must be so satisfying for you.
No, I mean, it baffles me every time I walk in there, you know what I mean? But it's like I've continued. I built out a whole...
What's happening?
You know what I'm saying? Mike
is pulling up videos that we don't want to see.
I mean, I like
me
right now.
Whoa. He's got a man.
All right, we can't say it.
We can't say that on the air.
You can't say that?
Nope. No, of course not.
Hey, Zeus Creamini. Can you say that? Yes. Hey, Zeus Creamini.
Yeah, sorry about that. We do that to many guests because it always cracks us up. The second they see it, they go, oh, no.
I mean, I should have known in all that off-air porn talk with Mike.
Yeah.
Everything leads to porn with Mike.
Yes, yeah, that is true.
True. That's true. Okay, sorry. So the Fantasy Factory, dream come true.
The point is,
maybe
it's
I'll
the best
have
place
to
in
like
the world
a little
ever.
Room of just dildos and porn and Mike. And we'll call it the Mike section. You can just stay in like a nice cylinder, 8x8 cylinder of porn.
A viewing chamber.
But it's a blessing, you know what I mean, to say the least. And it's a great opportunity. And you know, even though I've, you know, invested a lot into it, it's for me.
Still fun.
It's just incredible, you know.
I got to tell you, my little girls, I have twin little girls, they watch the Fantasy Factory with me. And they go, you know that guy, don't you? And I'm like, well, I mean, he comes in. I don't know that I would consider him a friend because we don't really hang. Well, you could get us to go down there, couldn't you? And I'm like, well, maybe, but
Bring him down.
I started backpedaling a lot, but they just look at that and they go, that's the best thing in the world.
That's what I'm saying. Is,
yeah. You know, it's like
that
Disneyland.
Translates, it translates to adults, too.
It does,
you
know?
Right. But here's what I love, though, about your employees, and obviously you guys are a pretty tight group. I mean, you look like you hire people you want to hang out with all day. They know that anything is possible when they show up for work, that it's not the kind of job you go to if you don't anticipate that you might get hit in the back of the head with a tennis ball at some point during your day or something. You know?
They didn't expect
but
that.
Still, they fight it, yeah.
I mean, me shooting him in the butt when he was running, man, like, because I knew it was such close range, I didn't want to hurt anybody. So I was really trying to avoid
but
everyone.
You want to hurt
but
some.
But he started running his little waddle, man. I was like, God, man, he's going to be so pissed, but I have to. Bap! He said, oh, God.
Yeah, he really
and then they locked the doors. They locked the doors on him. He's like, oh, my God, it's locked. You know, panic thinking out loud. You know what I mean?
Are you filming more episodes for the MTV show of that right now, or is that going on?
It starts, like, I'm just waiting to get through doing all the PR with Street Dreams. The Street Dreams come out, and for everyone to see the website, streetdreamsmovie.com.
Nicely done.
Then I start shooting June 15th.
We have some tickets to give away. Can you guys stick around for one more?
Sure.
Would you mind?
Sure.
We have some tickets to give away for the movie, for Run of the Movie, if people want to call. Maybe they could ask you guys questions or whatever. At 1-800-520-1067. We'll continue.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. P-Rod is here with us today. Also, Rob Dyrdek, a couple of gold medal X Games winners in our studios here this morning. Talking
just
about
one.
The new film.
Just one.
Oh, sorry. Really? Rob, you didn't win a gold?
Never even close. I think my top X Games place was like 7th.
I did not know that. I'm sorry. Well, a reputation looms large, then, I guess.
Well, you could
I'm smoking mirrors, Bean.
Just...
I'm smoking mirrors.
You got nothing. The mainstream public, I'm the greatest skateboarder alive.
Well, I saw two. How about that?
That's on education.
I saw you riding a giant skateboard. That's all I know.
Got talent.
And P-Rod, you won that Maloof Cup last year, right? If I recall correctly. I remember we had some guys in to talk about that. Yeah. Anyway, the film is called Street Dreams, by the way. Maybe the most authentic skateboarding movie ever made. Would you say that's fair in terms of fictional
guaranteed,
movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, not maybe.
Here's my question for you before we go to some calls for the guys, and we'll give you some tickets to see the movie before it opens at the premiere Monday night at the Grauman's Chinese Theater. Hey. Now that you got the movie out, can you make a video game based on the movie?
Or have you?
We did a deal with EA for integration, you know, for Skate inside the film and stuff. But I think it's still a little bit early. That market is just tapped out in the sense of with Tony Hawk and with Skate, you know. So it wasn't really the focus ultimately. But who knows where the franchise goes to? You know.
How long till Street Dreams 3 Tokyo Drift? That's the one I'm looking forward to.
I got no issues with that if it does 200 million. Like.
Yeah, right.
You all right with that?
All right, let's start with Maria on line one. This is actually an outstanding question, and she's got the right guys to pose it to. Hi, Maria. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You're on the air.
Good
Go
morning.
Ahead.
How are you? How
Good.
Are you?
Hello, hello.
Hi. Well, my question to you is, I have a 10-year-old son, and he loves you, Rob. He totally looks up to you, and I really want to encourage him. He's great at skateboarding. What direction can I direct him in as far as pursuing his dream? Because it really is his dream to be a pro skateboarder.
Well, first of all, don't take him to see the movie Street Dreams, because it's rated R.
Okay,
even though
that'd
be
that.
A great guideline for him to watch. Maybe you can go watch it and
relay it back.
Relay it back. But it's, you know, I think it's... It's sort of a natural path, you know. There is no, it's not like traditional sports where you would, you know, be able to take him to an organized event and he can see his skill set compared to other kids his age, get recognized and be taken to high school and all that. It's built in the streets, you know. It's you just, as you progress and get better, you know, there's rare circumstances where, you know, young kids, you know, turn pro through competition, which is Chaz Ortiz or Ryan Sheckler, but most do it just come up through the streets and get better and better and slowly get recognized, you know.
It's kind of a different world now, though, that in that a mom would call and say, how do I get my son into skateboarding,
which is, I think, is awesome.
Right? I mean,
it's his dream, and I encourage my children to follow their dream. Even if that's not what they grow up to be, I want them to at least follow the experience and live
But Kevin's it. Right. A few years ago, a mom would be calling. I'm going, how can I talk my kid out of wanting to be a pro skateboarder?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think that's cool.
But guys, aren't there a lot of? I mean, there are a lot of amateur competitions now that you can just show up at or enter it to be a contestant in, right?
Yeah. Well, I started skating this thing called Castles, the California Amateur Skateboard League, and it's basically like a little league for skaters. And
it's irrelevant
as far
it's like
as coverage.
Competitive, despite this man next to me winning these gold medals and winning $100,000 at the Maloof Cup, it's totally irrelevant to why he's pro and why he's so respected. It's what you do in the streets, you know.
Totally.
It's like our culture is not competitive based until there's a proper competitive league. It's completely insignificant, you know.
The way he learned was going to those places, but that wasn't how he got into.
Yeah, that was
being
just like
success.
To me. That was the biggest thing at the time,
right?
Like, the coverage didn't matter. I just wanted that little Castle trophy. But, yeah, I knew that my ultimate goal was just to be in the skateboard magazines and have my own video part and a proper skate video that would be in skate shops, and that was the top of the world for me.
That would have been the best.
Yeah, like kids out there, street skaters, they know. They know where they want to be. Like if you follow the magazines and videos, they know that's eventually where they want to end up.
1-800-520-1067. Let's take David now. He's on line 7 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, David. You're on with Rob and P-Rod. Go ahead.
Hey, P-Rod. What was your worst
skateboard fall?
My worst fall? I'm pretty thankful I haven't had too many terrible ones. Actually, right now I'm nursing a sprained ankle. About 2 weeks ago I rolled it at my skate park. But it wasn't too heavy of a slam. It just, I landed on it wrong, tweaked it. Got
P-Rod
super
is a golden
swollen.
Child. Yeah. Okay.
But,
and you, when you're that good, you know how to fall. So it's like, you're so good. It's like, you don't get hurt because you're so good at like this, how sketchy situations are.
Well, it's just that I'm not much of a daredevil. That's the thing. Like, I won't try something until I'm pretty much confident I'm going to land it. A lot of people I know, like, they just, their talent is they just got balls and they're going to go for it. I just like to be patient and just make sure I know the I got the trick dialed before I take it to the next level.
Yeah, I used to skate, and freshman year I went to bomb this hill that was way too big, and I fell and cracked my head open and went into a coma.
Yeah, hill bombing is probably not where you want to build your expertise at. I don't think that's really going to – that wouldn't do
or
much.
Or at least wear a helmet if you're going hard.
And just a whole
– But thank God you're okay, young man. Thank God you're okay.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Christine, line two, please, on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Christine. You're on. Go ahead.
Hi, Rob. How are you?
So good.
I have two daughters. My boyfriend and I have two daughters, and we absolutely love Fantasy Factory. And we've taken our girls by Fantasy Factory and taken pictures, but wanted to know if you would ever think about opening up the Fantasy Factory to the public.
Are you calling from out in front of the Fantasy Factory right now?
Hey, you know Rob's not there. Might be a good time to break in.
I mean, it's obviously there's a lot of issues with it. It is my office. Despite the funness of it and the off hours, it is where all my business is going down. And you know, for liability reasons and the amount of people that are trying to just show up there hoping to get in, it's a tough one for me, you know. But, you know, eventually, you know, when the DVDs come out this summer, you know, we're having some golden tickets in there for, you know, Willy Wonka style, you know. But I've got a golden ticket.
Can I ask one more quick question?
Sure.
When will you be back with Big Black? Is there any episode that he's coming back, or is he
totally?
Oh, okay.
All right. I think we were all expecting some follow-up on that. No,
that was a little harsh. Okay. Thank you for the call.
Is that a touchy subject? Should she not have asked? Sorry. I mean,
no, just there's your answer.
All right.
That word said enough.
Yeah. Okay. How about that?
I don't think we need anything else. So, guys, so I'm just looking at the other calls. I don't think there's anything we haven't talked about. So Street Dreams, a week from Friday, it opens up at a ton of theaters, by the way. The Mann's Beverly Center, the Hollywood's Mann Chinese is going to be there. It's going to be in Van Nuys, Covina, Ontario, Burbank, Torrance, Irvine. I mean, you got an actual professional, real movie distribution going on here. I mean, we talked to a lot of stars who've got movies. They're lucky to get it in one theater. This is a pretty good rollout.
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, I sat with a lot of different distributors and looked at a lot of different deals, and I didn't win unless I got a real chance at a theatrical release and doing it the right way, and that's why I chose to do the deal with Percala Films, because they're from our culture and understand how to promote a film like this and understand its significance. So it's like, I'm really excited, man. I can't wait for the world to see it.
Yeah, sounds like fun. It's called Street Dreams, and again, it's a week from tomorrow. P-Rod, glad we got a chance to shake your hand in person, man. Thanks a lot for coming in. Rob, always a pleasure to catch up with you, dude. Say hi to the Bulldogs for me, and we'll see you guys again soon, all right?
All the best.
Thank you.
Hey, Ralph Garman, time for the Showbiz Beat.
By the way, Joel is on Conan tonight. If you want to check out The Tonight Show.
Oh, okay.
Fantastic. You can see our buddy Joel McHale on that, talking about his new TV series, I bet, coming out soon.
How funny does that look? Have you seen the trailers yet, Ralph?
I haven't, no.
Very funny.
Remember when Joel McHale was in here and he said, I can't talk about this project I'm working on. I can't even talk about it off the air. And Bean said, oh, you mean the one where you play the such and such?
And you and Chevy Chase together and working together? Oh, that's good.
And he was like, how do you know that? Somehow Bean knows.
Well, I like to stay current.
We've all learned.
You like to stay ahead, not current.
Bean knows way too much for our own good.
I think there's a guy on the show with Asperger's, too, which I'm looking forward to.
Excellent.
Actor David Carradine, star of cult TV series and movies, has passed away at the age of 72. It looks like we're getting confirmation to the reports coming out of Bangkok, where he was staying while filming a new movie, that he had hung himself in his hotel room using the cord that worked the curtains there in the hotel room. Police say he had been dead at least 12 hours when they found him.
Well, he had a meal with the rest of the film crew and cast on Wednesday. Everyone seemed to think he was in good spirits. Then no one could contact him, and the body was found by a hotel maid at 10 a.m. Thursday morning. So, sad news. A 72-year-old actor, of course, a star of Kung Fu back in the 70s, a legendary TV series. It was a big influence on Quentin Tarantino, who later cast him in his films, including both Kill Bills 1 and 2. But sad news, because he was a talented actor.
You don't really ever see someone that age doing that. So that sounds...
Killing themselves?
No, well, that
you...
way.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Some say you see
yes.
older people kill themselves because
yes, but...
they don't... feel good
think,
anymore, and maybe
they have much to look forward to.
Yeah, their loved ones have died.
Everything's in the rearview mirror, not much in the windshield.
Right.
But that's A, that's not the case with him. I mean,
no.
he still had
no,
an active career.
Working. Yeah.
And B, it seems like
healthy.
A super angry, you know, hurtful, painful way to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just, that's a weird story. That's
well, it counts. He, you know, was a Buddhist and was Zen and meditated and practiced martial arts, and he seemed to have his spiritual life pretty much in hand, but I guess you never know what's in people's minds.
So. I wish he would have called Master Poe instead for some sage advice.
Maybe it was those Yellow Pages commercials. I'm just saying. They were a little rough. Had to be rough for him. Look in the Yellow Pages.
Right.
Those scenes.
I don't think they were that rough.
Yeah, that was rough.
Right, but
that
not that rough.
David
but not kill, your, not kill yourself. Rough,
Yellow Pages
though.
Now online. Go to yellowpages.com.
Right.
Get a map. I don't know. Come on. You're David Kane.
Right.
You're David Carradine. You're Quatch Hang Kane. Paris Hilton, where's a nice curtain cord when you need it?
Oh, wow.
When it comes to Paris Hilton, by the way.
Murder.
Rumor has it that she will be Hollywood's next bridezilla. If you believe E! Online, she and her boyfriend Matt Reinhardt, formerly of The Hills, are quietly planning a summer wedding, which will take place this August.
I'm sorry, Paris Hilton is quietly planning something?
Well, she's quietly planning it, and then it will be very loudly performed, I'm sure.
Yeah.
They are going to tie the knot in August. Once again, where's a good curtain yeah. cord when you need it regarding tying knots in Paris Hilton?
Look, I can understand why you'd want to have sex with Paris Hilton. I get that. I can't understand why you'd want to marry her.
That's a hit and run, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
At best.
Yeah.
Kate Hudson,
stop fooling around, Paris. Stop being a whore.
Kate Hudson and Alex Rodriguez are Hollywood's new hot couple.
Really?
Yeah.
He's with someone new every other week, isn't he?
He gets around.
So is she.
So does she. Yeah. They've been seen out and about the past couple weeks, people speculating that their romance is hot and heavy. It turns out, according to the National Enquirer, so take it with a grain of salt, Almost Famous is Alex Rodriguez's favorite film ever.
Ooh!
Really?
He's watched it dozens of times, and now he's banging the star of that film.
It's a great movie.
It is a great movie.
And Kate Hudson's only good film role. So.
How dare you, sir?
I'm just saying.
Did you ever see How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days or Less?
I did not.
Why would you
say
that?
Me neither. You ever see Bride Wars?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
She was great in Almost Famous.
Of course you did.
And she's not good.
Not good in any of them?
No.
All right.
Shia LaBeouf may be a little too honest for his own good. He tells Us Weekly magazine that he is not extremely well endowed.
Oh, right.
Easy, Psycho Mike.
Why are you excited by that
news? Because
Mike's
got a brother in arms now.
Oh.
Here's the thing. Lie. Who's going to do? Who's going to...
Or don't say anything.
That's what the rest of us do.
Who's going to be contrary to that statement? Except for maybe a few ladies who aren't going to probably talk about it anyway. Lie! Lie.
That looks like a penis, only smaller.
I think our suggestion is lie.
Shia wasn't even asked about it, by the way. He just volunteered it.
Wow.
What would you like for lunch? I'm not big!
What?
Don't blurt it out.
How's the new Transformers movie, Shia?
I'm a small penis! Wait till someone brings it up. Joe Jonas is embarrassing himself on the band's official website. More so than usual, when I say embarrassing himself.
Yeah, how do you do that?
He is donning a black catsuit and high heels. And is doing his best to lip-sync and dance along with Beyoncé's Single Ladies. All the Single Ladies.
Hey, those Jonas Brothers are assholes!
Now, isn't he about 4 months late for the trend when everybody was doing their Single Ladies videos and putting them up on YouTube? That was hot a while ago.
Once the bad Obama impersonator broke his version, I think it was officially it was done as a phenomenon.
I think longer than 4 months.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The fourth Jonas Brothers album, by the way, Lines, Vines, and Trying Times, will be released on June the 16th, in case you're curious.
Yeah.
So he'll be embarrassing himself again in a different way.
What do they know about lines, by the way?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Suck a mic nose. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Suck a mic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, Nick Jonas is so cute.
And, boy, a lot of sad news today. Sorry to bum you out.
Bumming us out, man.
Started with David Carradine, and I'm ending with Exene Cervenka, who, of course, was the is the lead singer for the legendary L.A. punk group X, along with John Doe and the rest of the band. She has announced that she is stricken with multiple sclerosis, which is an insidious disease. She posted on the band's official website on Tuesday that she will continue to perform and tour while looking after her health. She says she's going to be as productive as she can, and she's not going to let MS get in her way, which is a great attitude to take.
She's like famous.
So I wish her all the best. I mean, obviously there's no cure for MS, but it's it can be manageable, and some people have more luck with it than others, so I hope she's one of the lucky ones.
Don't forget to wear your sunblock. Wear a lot of sunblock.
It has nothing to do with it.
I don't know how that helps at all.
It's, skin cancer has nothing to do with that.
That fear.
You know? She doesn't have the fear either. She does not have the fear.
Thank goodness. He does sound a little bit confused.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Drummer Zach Farrow of Paramore is 19 years old today. Oh, I love Paramore. I write it on my knuckles sometimes. Remember when he wrote Paramore, put para on one hand and more on the other?
Yeah. Did you see? Of course you didn't, because you don't go to our blogs, because you're a right-thinking American. Dave put a whole blog up on my site saying, oh, Paramore is the greatest thing in the world. Put up pictures. Put a concert review. The whole thing.
Yeah. Is this after or before you said you were gay on your blog?
After.
That was after you said you were gay?
Yes.
You might want to take control of your own blog at some point.
Well, I said I would write it, and then I realized that I don't have anything to say. No one would want to read it anyway, so I don't.
God bless you.
Now anyone puts up stuff they want.
Well, maybe let's just close it down, then.
Just don't trust what you're reading.
Listen, I bought a store. I was gonna put clothing in there and start a clothing store, but I decided not to. And then other people move in and start selling heroin out of it.
Yeah, that's true. That's pretty true.
I just want to close down that shop.
That's accurate.
Bar Raffaelli. Supermodel from Israel, who is still currently involved with, apparently very seriously, with that dude from that movie.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, him. Yeah. She's 24 years old today. Angelina Jolie celebrates her 34th birthday. Russell Brand, also 34. Stefan Lessard of the Dave Matthews Band is 35. Actor Noah Wyle from ER celebrates his 38th birthday. Horatio Sanz from Saturday Night Live is 40. Scott Wolf from Party of Five. He was dreamy in Party of Five. He was the dreamy one. A lot of people like Charlie, but I liked him. He was dreamy. He is 41. El DeBarge.
Yes! Come on. There it is.
Singer, songwriter, woo! Keyboardist, percussionist, flamenco dancer.
People who don't listen regularly think that you're all serious.
El DeBarge kicks Major Boutte, as they say at the Mick Cafe near my house while I'm getting my latte. He kicks Boutte.
Yeah, that's
give me a little taste, El DeBarge. That's right. That song, of course, from Short Circuit. And we had a little Short Circuit debate earlier about that movie.
We're not going to continue that
Johnny
now.
Five the Robot, where Psycho Mike said, remember that scene where Johnny Five gets in the bathtub with Ally Sheedy and has sex with her? So we did a little research, and we pulled a clip from the movie, and Ally Sheedy's in the bath. And the robot knocks on the door and opens it up and talks to her and leaves, which is very different than getting in the tub with her and having sex with
her. Mike just filled in the rest
of
his mind.
I'm saying.
Have you seen the director's cut? You don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just saying.
Blumpkins her?
Maybe your insidious, continual drug use in your youth has warped your mental faculties a touch. Maybe the memories aren't quite as sharp as they used to be.
That's true. And I apologize.
I'm giving you a zero for the day.
So, contrary to some people's greatest hopes and dreams, the robot did not have sex with Ally Sheedy.
Nice imagination.
It's hard. It's hard being around you people sometimes. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I was just thinking to myself last night, you know, I hope Mark Burnett has some more shows.
He doesn't do enough.
He really doesn't put out enough shows for my liking.
Well, I know Survivor is still a big hit. He just had a huge season of Celebrity Apprentice. Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? He's behind a ton of shows, but what's new? What's new with Mark Burnett? That's what we wanted to find out. We've got him on the phone with us right now here on the world famous K-Rock. Hey, Mark, how are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
It's always great to talk to you because you are a guy who makes things happen. You get things done. You have an idea. Boom! Minutes later, it's on my TV. I love that about you.
Well, you know, I've got a new show. It's called Shark Tank. It's my first ABC show, and it's built around
the American dream of entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs need money to get these businesses started, and clearly none of us can even get a mortgage these days, let alone get a business funding from a bank.
Right.
So I've put together five very wealthy investors, and they will be taking pitches on television from young entrepreneurs with great ideas. This is not a show where each week someone's eliminated and there's one winner, because every single week we have fresh entrepreneurs up against the panel, and all of them could get the money, or none of them. This show has worked very well in England and Japan, Canada, Australia, with businesses getting funded that become multi-million dollar businesses.
So it's not a competition in the classic sense of the word, because they might fund two or three businesses per week?
That's exactly right. They could fund all of them. In the end, these very wealthy investors just want to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And what really makes the show great, oftentimes the ideas are so great, more than one of the sharks, the investors, actually want to invest. And that's when there's blood in the water, because then the entrepreneurs got to choose who they want to be in business with, who's going to give them the best deal, who's best suited. And when you see these sharks turn on each other, it's unbelievable.
Now, this is really interesting. Now that I've heard your explanation of this, Mark, this is something that goes on all the time in boardrooms all over the world anyway, is that people have ideas for businesses, and they go out and they try to seek funding, and sometimes if it's a good enough idea, they got a bunch of people who want to get in bed with them. But you're actually just showing that kind of for the first time ever on TV.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, even, let's think, the biggest of the big, Google had to go out there and get funding. I mean, all these businesses at some point were small and needed funding. Without money, you can't get anything done. And it really is brutal. I mean, also brutally sometimes, you know, some people have put their savings, their mortgage, their house into a silly idea that's really going to just go down, down, down.
Right.
And these investors will talk sense into them and say, listen, this is not going to work. You got to stop and go back to work. You're going to tank your family here. Or when you see the light bulb go off for these investors, they're like, wow, I never thought of that before.
Yeah.
Now,
okay. Now let me ask you this, Mark, because I know you're looking for people who think they have the next great idea to show up at the Sheraton Los Angeles Downtown. That is going to be Saturday between 9 and 4. Sheraton LA Downtown between 9 and 4. You're looking for people with business ideas. Give me an example of the sorts of things you want people to walk through the door with. Are you talking about inventions or what?
Well, you know, it's all of the above. We've seen people so far. Some person made a great invention for the seatbelt in the car. There was another person who has a drink company, a food company. There's someone with a new type of jeans. There's even service businesses where you're not actually selling a product, you're selling a service that people need. And some of them, you just look at it and you think, my God, that's a great idea. So it's all of the above. But the one thing to remember, there's two parts to the investment, right? There's one, is it a good idea? The other thing is the person running the business, the entrepreneur, smart and energetic?
Mm.
Because it takes both parts of the coin, you know?
So they got to size up the people as well as the ideas.
Yeah, because you're really investing in a person as much as the idea. Nothing could be worse than a great idea, but someone who's a fool and no energy is going to tank. You know, on the other hand, all the energy in the world is not going to help you if it's a dumb idea.
You know, it's funny, though, Mark. You said a minute ago that they can talk some sense into these guys. I doubt that, because I've seen the early days of American Idol when they go, you, why would you think you can be? And the people are just like, nope, I'm the best. I'm going to be a star one day.
Right.
Well, you know what? That's blind faith.
Yeah.
And you're right. It exists. And that blind faith, though, also is the reason, probably, about how many people told the Google guys, this is an insane name, an insane idea. Hence, now they're making $30 billion a year.
Yeah, because at the time, everybody thought, well, the last thing we need is another search engine. There's already easy ways to search on the internet. We didn't realize what they had, and that's exactly what you're talking about. And this is funny, Mark, because I would imagine your business in particular, being so well-known for the hundreds of hours of television that you've made, that you play the part of the venture capitalist a bunch of times. Don't you have people pitching you all the time to try to get you to get behind their shows?
Yes, I do, but both shows, and if it's good, I'll do it. I mean, here's the truth. All that matters to me is delivering high quality, and not everything works, but it doesn't matter if it comes out of my head or someone brings it to me.
Right.
You know, I've done all of the above. And it's also businesses. People have pitched me on non-television business ideas. You know, I actually invested in a microwave oven business that just became number one in Consumer Reports. So Yeah, everyone likes good ideas, right?
All right, let me give out the information again. If you think you've got that great idea, you just need somebody with some faith and some cash to get you going. It's going to be a casting call at the Sheraton Los Angeles downtown. That's on Hope Street in L.A. this Saturday from 9 till 4. And I'm going to give you an email address, too, that you can get in contact with to send the information. It's sharktankcasting@yahoo.com. sharktankcasting@yahoo.com. You could be the next Google guy, thanks to Mark Burnett and the show Shark Tank. I just hope that the people who don't get selected, you make them climb into an actual Shark Tank. I think that'd be a cool way to end the show.
Yes.
Yep, hosted by Kevin and Bean.
Just think about it. That's all we're saying. Talking. Think about the actual Shark Tank.
All right, Mark, great to catch up with you, man. Thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show today.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you. Bye now.
An artist by the name of Eminem.
Not familiar with him.
And the drum work on that, Travis Barker, who we're going to have on the morning show tomorrow
That's
morning.
Remix.
That's First a remix. Of all, Eminem is a candy, Kevin.
Now, Eminem,
Travis Barker was the character in Taxi Driver played by Robert De Niro. Now, I have to stop you
Travis
and giving out
reviews.
Bad this information to the kids.
This is a remix.
They depend on us for...
Of an Eminem song.
For their
That's
knowledge.
Remix.
With Travis Barker will be joining us, by the way, on tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean Show in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll be talking about that remix, talking about the gig he did with his friend DJ A.M. the other
talking
night
to
with
me?
Jay-Z and Eminem.
Talking about my remix?
No.
Talking
no.
about me? Talking about me and Eminem? You're talking about me? I don't see anybody else, and you must be talking about me. Talking about my remix?
Also on tomorrow morning's show, Adam Carolla will be joining us, and our old friend Joel McHale is going to be stopping by. Right now, Ralph is in a good mood this afternoon because he's gloating, because he's got a little bit of Will Ferrell cash in his pocket. Am I right?
Kevin and I are both celebrating today. Mm-hmm. We just Richard. Made a quick 20 bones from that weak-ass Will Ferrell.
We had Will Ferrell on the show, and he was talking about flying to New York right afterwards so that he could host the Regis and Kelly show.
Right.
And he was going to interview MC Hammer, and this is what happened on the morning show when we had Will Ferrell on.
But I am going to try to literally just say Hammer Time maybe 30 times during the show.
Sure. I'm going to keep count. I'm going to keep count. See if you hit 30.
Hammer Time? Different inflections?
Sure.
Hammer Time.
I'll give you 20 bucks if you hit
Hammer
30.
Hammer Time. Right. Okay.
20
okay.
bucks. 30 or over.
That's going to be a lot, actually.
Yeah,
I set the bar
well.
Way too high.
Yes, you
didn't
have,
I?
But now you're locked in.
I'll throw
it
a 20 spot.
On the bet.
But 40, I could do quick,
for 30.
I could do like some rapid-fire ones like Hammer Time, Hammer Time, Hammer Time, Hammer Time.
Whatever you need to do
okay.
to get it done.
All right.
30.
Okay.
All right. So I tune in.
To watch the interview.
Yesterday, to watch the interview, to watch the whole show, because I figured, look, he can do it as many times as he likes. He's got an hour to squeeze in 30. And he starts off by, they're introducing what guests they're going to have on that day. And I said, you know what? He might be able to make it because he's going for the rapid fire.
He started strong,
he's
right?
He's going for the rapid fire.
Do you know MC Hammer? Are you a big fan like I am?
I love MC Hammer. Hammer Time.
Hammer Time.
Hammer Time.
Whoa.
Boom. 1, 2, 3 right out of the gate.
In the first 3 minutes of the show.
Before he even came on. So right there, Ralph's going, oh, I might lose this bet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's just got 27 to go. And then he doesn't do it again for a long stretch. And then they bring out MC Hammer. And I said, well, here is where he cleans up. Every other sentence, he's going to have it in it. The name of the guy's show, he's got a new reality show on A&E. It's called Hammer Time.
That's what I'm thinking. It couldn't be easier.
It would have been very simple.
It's a slam dunk for Will at this point. And here's what he comes up with.
Well, guess what? It's Hammer Time. Okay?
4, 5. That's it.
That's it. 5.
That was it.
That was the last mention of Hammer Time.
That's
that
not
is
even
pathetic.
Trying. Now, how does Kevin win money off of this? Because I know your bet on the air with Will was the 30 Hammer Times. What did you have going, Kevin?
I threw in $20 as well.
Yeah. During that segment there, if you listen closely, Kevin says I'll kick in 22 as well, and so Will accepts his bet as well.
So, okay. He was 25 short. That's not very good.
That's not even close.
He was not trying.
No.
So I think we each get a 20 spot.
Mm-hmm. Although he did work in some lyrics with MC Hammer that was really funny.
I've been doing ministry work for over 10 years, 11 mm-hmm. years. We
because
got to pray.
We pray.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
You got to pray just to make it today.
Now, that's funny because
Hammer was never happier in his life than right then.
You had a side bet going, though, is what I was trying to get you to talk about.
I'm
Too Legit to Quit. And that it didn't happen at all, but he went with Pray instead.
That was off the air. I said, yeah, if you work in Too Legit to Quit just once. But he had to go with Pray because it made sense.
Right.
So all I right, respect him as an artist, but I'm going to take his money.
I guess the moral of the story is go see Land of Lost this weekend because Will Ferrell's going to need it to pay the guys off.
Yo, what's going on? You got the hammer, man.
There's Nirvana for you on K-Rock. Ralph Garman joins us now with a look at the Showbiz Beat for a Thursday afternoon. What the hell's going on?
You guys catch any of I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here last night?
Nope.
No.
Very exciting goings-on going on.
Nope.
Nope.
Yeah. Not only did Daniel Baldwin join the cast, as predicted by yours truly.
No!
But, turns out, Spencer and Heidi may not be gone after all.
I have lost interest in that
story. No, but Kevin, wait. Wait.
All right.
Turns out they left, and they said, we're quitting for real, but then they came back.
Yeah.
And said, we'd like to get back on the show.
Right.
Where do they go when they quit?
I don't know.
Around to the hotel.
Behind a tree.
I guess they go to some Costa Rican resort and get a massage.
Oh.
And then they come back and say, no, this time, though, we're serious. We really want to come on.
Right. So NBC is saying absolutely not.
Well, they are, they're not saying that. They are saying you need to spend the night in a pitch-black cave of horrors filled with rats and snakes and tarantulas and whatnot.
All right, I'm on board with that.
You have to sleep there in the dark all night long. And then when you come out in the morning, if you complete that task, you don't bail on that task, we will ask the other cast members whether they're willing to take you back or not. And their vote will be the deciding vote.
Okay. And then they're going to quit.
If they're welcome back, I don't know if they'll quit or not. I'm saying we should let them back in because I didn't realize why they left.
Why did they?
It wasn't their choice, Lisa.
What?
Here is Heidi explaining to the hosts last night in the live segment of the show why they left the jungle.
We realized that we made a big mistake and that the devil got to us and said, get out of the jungle. And we realized it's not even about us. It's about the charities and it's about the experience here. And we really took it for granted.
The devil. The devil made them do it. Kevin?
So, translating, they realized they wouldn't get paid by NBC if they left after
the the devil made them do it.
Come on. The devil
got to them. Satan stepped in and made them leave the jungle. And they took everything for granted, apparently.
Yeah, granted. Right.
At the end.
There's no granite in the jungle.
They completely forgot there was a charity involved. No. The devil wiped that out of their brain.
Yes, Lisa.
But correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't someone ask them about the charity and they said, oh, it's a big charity. They don't need it?
Right.
Yes.
That was the devil?
Yes. The devil made them say that.
Wow.
And when Spencer was asked about, you insulted all these people by saying that they were devaluing your fame just by being around them.
Right.
The devil made him say that. Because here he takes it back.
Those celebrities devalue your fame.
No. I lost my mind. I love all of those people.
Yes.
And I think they're amazing.
He loves everybody.
Sure he does.
And he thinks they're all amazing.
Yeah. No,
especially Frangela. He thinks they're amazing.
He doesn't know
them. Someone wrote him a big check.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. But we'll find out tonight whether they're back or not.
You're a sucker if you tune in tonight. That's what I'm saying.
I wanted to tune in.
How do you not find out whether they're coming back?
Because it doesn't matter because it's going to be completely fake again.
What if the devil possesses them again? I want to be there for that.
That is what's going to happen.
Her head starts spinning around. She's spitting up pea soup.
Do you think that there's any chance the celebrities actually get to take a vote and it's binding? Or is NBC directing them as to what they are supposed to do?
I like to believe that they actually will vote.
Sure you do.
Damien Fahey came on last night and said, you guys get to vote. We're not going to reveal the vote until tomorrow. And they started to talk about it, and only three people out of eight or whatever were there said that they would take them back.
Why would they want them back?
I'm hoping they will deny them access after they've spent the night amongst rats and snakes and spiders. That's what I'm hoping will happen.
Right, but it's not going to.
Very rarely very rarely does what I would like to happen really come to pass in this life. Like getting that sentence up. I was hoping I would be able to say that.
It was a minor stroke.
And it just didn't happen. Sad news coming out of Bangkok. David Carradine, legendary cult TV star from Kung Fu and a movie star from the Kill Bill sagas. He has passed away in rather tragic circumstances. If you believe the reports coming out of Bangkok today, police found him hanged.
Wow.
Using a cord that operated the room's drapery at his hotel room.
Really? How sad.
Police say he had been dead at least 12 hours and that a maid found him at 10 o'clock in the morning when he wasn't responding to calls from the film crew. He was currently there to film a motion picture, so.
Wow.
That's sad news. And we were speculating on what his mental condition was like, and that he didn't seem the suicidal type. However, another story has come out. TMZ.com had this story about the fact in a 2004 interview, he talked about the fact that he had suicidal thoughts. He said, look, there was a period in my life when I had a single action Colt 45 loaded in my desk drawer, and every night I'd take it out and think about blowing my head off.
Wow.
And then decide not to and go on with my life.
Wow.
So apparently the man was troubled by these thoughts, and perhaps they got the best of him. So
I'm sad.
Here's the upside. Here's the circle of life, my friends.
Okay.
For every great passing comes a great birth.
Okay.
Bobby Brown's had another kid.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah. Bobby Brown publicly announced the birth of his new son at a Vegas nightclub last night. He was performing at Rock, the nightclub in New York, when he broke the news. His manager/girlfriend, Alicia Etheridge, I thought she was a lesbian.
No, that's so weird. Melissa,
I can't believe that they had sex
together.
Different
person. That's not the same.
She gave birth to a baby boy, Cassius.
Cassius.
Bobby, in case you're trying to keep track at home, has four kids from two other women, and this will be his fifth. So,
black guy.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Drummer Zach Farrow of Paramore, 19 years old today. Supermodel Bar Raffaelli is 24 years old. Angelina Jolie turns 34. Russell Brand from Forgetting Sarah Marshall and other motion pictures is 34. Stefan Lessard.
Huh?
Stefan Lessard from the Dave Matthews Band is 35. Noah Wiley. He was on ER for 400 years.
That's true.
He's 38. Scott Wolf from Party of Five is 41. And singer El DeBarge. That's right.
Come on. You heard me.
El DeBarge celebrates his 48th birthday today. Still going strong. Bigger and better than ever.
Yeah.
El DeBarge.
He's red hot.
Those who don't aren't familiar with his work, he was the lead singer of the band DeBarge. The family band.
Which was crappy.
Put the Jacksons, Osmonds, the DeFrancos, any family band, put them to shame.
With their gayness.
The DeBarges. They are responsible for such hits as this.
Wait, this is your example of good?
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Not good.
Not good, right?
Not good.
Spectacular.
This is one of the most unintentionally gay songs ever.
Oh, who's Johnny, though? She doesn't know. She's pretending not to know who the hell Johnny is. He's saying, hey, what about this Johnny guy? Who's Johnny? I don't know, Johnny. I love you. That's a story. That's a tale of a person's life in that song.
Ralph certainly has a lot of imagination.
Yes, he does.
I do. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.